about.
I want you all to be aware of what's involved here. This isn't a prank. If it doesn't work out, it'll mean your jobs. Probably even your careers.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Ah!
Have you noticed small individual growths or a cluster of growths on your genital area? We're looking for individuals from the Los Angeles area who are currently experiencing an outbreak of genital warts.
I like penis.
You don't ask your parents for permission to rock.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries, red dye number 2. Green cherries, green ones too. It's fruitcake.
And now,
what's that song called about the grandma getting run over by a reindeer?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
No.
Our feature presentation.
No, that's not it.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is a Thursday morning. It's, shall I say, the Kevin and Mr. Magoo show.
How dare
you? I think that might be appropriate, and we need to put up a picture right away.
Only Bean can find glasses that look...
What? What now?
At once.
I haven't said a word yet. I'm already getting picked on.
But they're ridiculous.
They're not ridiculous. They're just new to you. You guys haven't seen them, but
they're ridiculous to everyone.
You'll forget they exist in 5 minutes.
We'll put a poll up. They're the round ones. They're the round ones that only a couple.
Really, really, really
but
round with
super
really
thick
black.
They're comedy glasses.
Am I too sexy? Is that what's happening here? Lisa, does it make me too irresistible? Like you were able to control yourself before, but now with these glasses, it just puts you over the top.
With these glasses, you look blind. You look like you actually can't really see at all.
Here's how I would explain it. If I'm going to go out and I'm going to try and make people laugh and get a reaction out of them, those are the glasses I'm picking. And then I put them in my pocket and then we go to the party or whatever. And then at a certain time, I pull out those glasses and put them on. I'm serious. I pull out the glasses and put them on. And everybody goes, oh, my God, look at those.
Aren't they the same kind that have the eyeballs? You know, the ones that you buy that have the eyeballs attached by the wire? That
yeah,
boing,
they could
boing,
be.
Boing.
They could be.
See, this is...
And then being, you go, what are you talking about? This is normal. No.
I bought them in France.
It's not normal.
I did. I saw them on this store. I was walking by and I said, those are awesome. I have to have those glasses.
Because they're goofy and everyone will laugh.
I've had these glasses for like 6 weeks now. And everyone that I know, of course, you know, none of them are in California.
Three people.
Everyone that I know says, hey, I like your new glasses. And then I come walk into this room and all of a sudden it's like I'm getting hit over the head with an anvil.
If I saw you on the street, I would say the same thing because people are polite. We are not polite.
That's
here.
Correct.
We just tell you the truth.
That's so you think my friends hate them too?
Yes.
They just don't want to tell them?
They don't hate them. They laugh.
I think they're
awesome.
Comedy
glasses.
All right, we'll take a picture and we can put it up. We can see what the kids think.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the chicks dig them. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm sure.
Am I right, Lisa?
I'm telling you, you're so wrong.
The chicks dig everything about you.
Hey, Burmug, how long ago did I ask you for a bell? I mean, 5 minutes, 15 minutes?
Doesn't matter.
He'll
get to it.
How long does it take?
He'll get to it.
Trying to do a radio show here.
He'll
and you know I have
it.
To have a system. All right, fine. Listen, Kevin, I usually like to surprise you with the 5:30 a.m. story. I usually like to give you something you haven't heard before because I enjoy your reactions. But this one I know you know about, but it's too good to save because the listeners need to know about it also. And if I say the word Zimbabwe, you know exactly what the story is.
Best story ever.
A guy's having some marital problems, or maybe he's not. Maybe that was just the excuse he cooked up afterwards. But he's in a hotel in Zimbabwe, and he does. Well, what do you do, Muggs? The first time, you know, first free moment you have when you get to a hotel. You call up a hooker, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. That's the first thing you do. So that's what he does, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
He calls up a hooker.
Okay.
And the young lady arrives. She's very attractive. She's 20, and she's down. She's ready for action.
I bet she is.
She's also the man's daughter.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she fled the building, according to the Zimbabwe News, and I'm so glad I finally now subscribing to the Zimbabwe News has paid off.
It does seem like this is a good payoff.
She fled the building. The man said afterwards, I am sorry for what I did. I have spoken to both my wife and my daughter. I have apologized for my actions. I just want my family back.
Can you imagine having to explain that not only to your wife, that's enough,
right?
But to your daughter who is the hooker. So now
yeah.
You're apologizing to your daughter for hiring a hooker, and then you're going, hey,
My daughter's a hooker.
Wait, why am I apologizing to you? Right. You've got some explaining to do, young lady.
There's a lot You're a of hooker. Apologizing
There's
going on.
There's so many problems in that.
The most awkward Thanksgiving dinner ever.
That story has everything.
According to the article, the man says his daughter is no longer working as a hooker and is planning to return to school.
Yeah. I can imagine that that would change your career path if you show up and it's your dad who answers the door.
Yeah.
You would go, I need to reevaluate my life, right?
Of course. And when I get hookers, I answer the door nude, so that had to be a shock for me.
Well, that just saves time. That's just good business.
If that wasn't Zimbabwe, I would say Florida.
The man goes Alabama. On. In the article, and thank God he was interviewed, my marital problems are not over, but we have a marriage counselor who is helping to get us over this most difficult period in our marriage. And I hope he plans on sleeping with the marriage counselor as well.
I'm sure he does.
Who's his sister-in-law?
The wife says, if it were not for the children, I would have divorced him a long time ago. So clearly this is a family that's having some struggles. But I don't think anybody could have foreseen a circumstance where you hire the prostitute and it's your daughter.
Love it.
Good times, right?
Yes. Love it so much.
Happy holidays, everyone.
You know, sometimes, like, when I got in an accident, it took me a long time to get my head around, like, what really happened.
Right.
And it's just the shock of it all. Can you just imagine? He's laying there. Now he's been caught by a prostitute who has talked to his wife. And then there's his daughter. And then she's thinking, I need to get out of this life. And then my dad.
No one will ever forget that story that's involved because
that's so
I don't care if they patch things up and she gets a job and they're, you know, allegedly happy for the next 50 years. It's always going to be the back of every one of our minds. Hey, it's like Dick Cheney with shooting that guy in the face. I don't care whatever happens.
Yeah.
Somewhere Dick Cheney in the back of his mind is saying, remember when I shot that guy in the face?
Yeah.
You can't obliterate that.
20 years from now, she's going to go. Prostitute daughter. Just going to slay him. The only thing worse, wearing those glasses.
How dare you?
That's it. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yeah, there it is.
We're going to talk to Cousin Sal today about his NFL picks.
Because
tomorrow we're going to be on site for the Miss Double December pageant.
This might be an exciting night tonight with the Philadelphia Eagles, loved by our own Ralph Garman, versus my beloved Seattle Seahawks. But both teams are so bad and so not in the playoffs that it doesn't really matter who wins or loses.
Sometimes those games are good.
Sometimes they are.
Because, you know, they have nothing to lose. They just go out and just play.
Just go for it.
Yeah. This isn't going to be
one of them because the Seahawks are terrible.
Sometimes that's it. We are going to talk to Dr. Drew today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very excited about that. We always have him on one day a week.
Yeah,
I thought it was Wednesdays, but I guess it's Thursday.
I have a bone to pick with Dr. Drew, by the way. I heard one of his lap band commercials last night.
Yeah, well, he does those a lot, yeah.
Why is he enabling Fatty?
I don't think he's. I think he's trying to get Fatty to be less fatty.
Why is it? All right, we'll talk to him about
Speaking of Fatty, we're going to talk to Captain Bill James, who does a new show that's coming on tonight called DUI. And it's basically cops, but with drunk drivers or high drivers. And they make them walk the line and stuff. And the untold story of this one is how fat people who smoke pot are.
Really?
Well, they do get the munchies. Just gigantic people. What a surprise. They have weed in the car. So they're not doing anything about the fat epidemic, and I'm very upset about that.
Lap band.
Lap band, that's right. Mr. Skin's going to be on the program.
That's today. What I'm talking about. Next to Weird Al, he's the greatest living American.
I know that you understand by listening to the show that Bean is serious when he says that. And we also have Miss Double December.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sierra will be here. Her talent is putting her legs behind her head.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to handcuff Bean to... I don't know.
Where another could we room. Put him? Yeah, maybe in the other room.
Put him in another room because he can't handle himself. He doesn't know what to do.
I can definitely handle myself.
And we have tickets for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Got that coming up as well. So keep listening for your chance to win. We got the Showbiz Beat coming up next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Bah!
And it is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Where'd that song go?
5:51.
Just ends?
Yeah.
Oh, ends. I missed that song. It needs a better fade.
What, the song that just ended 5 seconds ago? You missed that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wanted more fades.
La, la. Just odd. Just an odd way to end the song.
Well, hey.
I would like a little fade on
it. It's kind of insensitive. The man died, all right?
Well, there's no excuse for bad fading. Death is no excuse for bad fading, I've always said.
Not while recording that song, I don't think.
You don't know, man. Ralph Garman is here on the Kevin and Bean Show because where else would he be? And it's time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat.
Hey, I found Waldo. I found Waldo.
You did find
what
Waldo.
What do I win? I found Waldo.
Dave took a picture of the glasses. Is he putting it up at krock.com
so
people can show how wrong you guys are?
I found Waldo. There he is.
Be honest. When we put up the poll, what do you really honestly think is going to be the positive versus
well,
the
everyone
negative?
Would love them. I can't imagine anyone making fun of these.
I've worked with Bean for 21 years.
22.
It's the 22. Saddest thing I've ever heard anyone say.
On this show. And then before that, we worked together.
And here's what I've learned in my time. Never, ever use the words "be honest."
It's just not
worth
it.
It's just not worth
it. I'm being honest. Look, just because you don't think the same way doesn't mean that I'm lying. I am stunned to hear you guys making fun of these glasses because I've worn them for 6 weeks now and no one has made fun of them.
Are your friends and family afraid to tell you the
truth? No, it's just there's nothing wrong with them.
Are they all blind?
No.
Are they all brain damaged?
No, because there's nothing wrong with these
glasses. Being they're goofy. You know they're
not goofy.
Look, you bought them because they're unusual.
Them because I thought they were
because
awesome.
Because they are unusual. At least they're outside the norm of glasses.
I don't think so. I think that they are a reasonable style for a person to wear.
How many people have you seen wearing those glasses?
Well, I don't know.
Besides Harold Lloyd, the silent film comedian, Waldo... That's it. It's the only two people I can think of.
How many people? You say they're normal. How many people wear them?
I don't know. I saw them in a store and I thought, I like those. I'm going to get those. Let's move on.
I can't believe anyone's selling them in a store, first of all.
Dave's it had to be a gadget store that they do practical jokes and stuff.
It was an eyeglass store. Dave's going to put up the picture at TrueRock.com. Right. And then when you're on there anyway, voting for Miss Double December, you can go ahead and take the poll on whether the glasses are, how awesome the glasses are.
Okay.
That's what the choices are going to be. Are they super awesome or just extraordinarily awesome or what?
Just reasonably awesome.
Right.
Mildly awesome.
Exactly. Moving on.
Moving on. Congratulations to Nicolas Cage. Yesterday, he broke the record for comic book sales.
Oh.
He had his Action Comics number one up for auction the past couple weeks, and the auction ended yesterday.
Now, which one is this?
This is Action Comics number one, the first appearance of Superman in a comic book.
Okay.
It's only about 100 of these comic books in existence.
The first appearance, you mean this wasn't a creation? This is just like a side character or something? Or it was all about Superman?
I'm confused by your question.
He's asking, was it an all-Superman comic book, or
yes,
was Superman just introduced as one character in the book?
Superman was introduced in Action Comics number one,
okay,
and the story was all about Superman.
Got it.
But here's the thing. Back in the day, in the 30s, when they would debut a new character, you wouldn't run the risk of putting out Superman number one because you don't know if the character is going to take off or not.
Oh, I see.
So you have a title called Action Comics and you feature Superman in the first issue. If it sparks the interest in the readers, then you continue with that character. But then in Action Comics number two, if that doesn't sell, you can put a brand new character in there, but you've still got the same headline on it.
All right, how much?
Broke the record. Keep in mind, this is the nicest copy anyone's ever seen of this. Went up for auction a couple weeks ago, as I mentioned, and closed yesterday. $2,161,000.
Wow.
Wasn't a million about the top?
1.5, I think, was the top before.
Whoa. Worst episode ever.
So this
were you in the mix up until 2 million, then you had to drop out?
I was good. I was about 1.9. That's
right.
When I had to back off and say, too rich for
my
blood.
I would so buy that if I had FU money.
Yeah,
I would so buy that.
Why? Really? Because you're not a comic guy.
Yeah, but you can't go wrong with an investment.
It
like
is a
that.
Great investment.
You can't go wrong. Superman is not going to be less popular in 50 years than he is today.
Yeah.
And they're not making any more of
right.
it. So. Nicolas Cage, he could use the money, too. So it all works out. At the end of the year, that means all the search engines are releasing their annual list of hot searches for the past year. Bing released theirs on Monday, and Yahoo came out with theirs yesterday. You have any idea what the number one most searched for item on Yahoo's search engine was?
Are we talking people or things?
Anything. Topics.
Anything.
Top 10 topics searched
Yahoo
on Yahoo.
Well, it has to be boobs then, right?
No.
I'd say,
or is that just at my house?
Not
boobs, yeah. It's goofy glasses, oddly. And is it goofy glasses was the number one most searched for
is it
item.
A news story?
It, yes.
Like the Michael Jackson
Kim
trial?
Kardashian?
No. She's in the mix, Lisa, but she's not number one.
All right. Justin Bieber?
Nope. Biebs didn't even make the top 10, I'm happy to say.
Oh, he must be unhappy about that.
It's not hard news like Libby or something, right?
It's not a hard news. It's a pop culture event. Okay. It is a product. I'll give you that much of a hint.
Product.
It's news and a product. Product in the news. A newsy product.
Dang. I don't know.
Productive product. News.
I thought I had guesses before now. No,
yeah,
I don't.
I'm out. Help us out. What do you got?
The iPhone. The iPhone was
the
number one, number one most searched for item in Yahoo.
Sure.
Last year, for instance, it was the BP oil spill. So you can see.
Times have changed.
How times have changed, yes. Number two was a person.
Kim Kardashian.
Not Kim Kardashian. Oh. No.
Lady Gaga.
Not Lady Gaga.
Oh, good guess.
Michael Jackson.
Not Michael Jackson.
Justin Bieber.
Not Justin Bieber.
Wow. Ryan Gosling.
I think I mentioned Justin Bieber did not make the top 10.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I believe I said that earlier.
I apologize.
You can't hear with those glasses.
His glasses are so bad. They're so loud that he can't hear over them.
I thought of Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga because they're number one and two on Twitter right now with most followers. So that's why I thought I would translate.
See, I'm right. Partly.
Let me see what story I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about Twitter at all. I'm talking about Yahoo.
Charlie Sheen.
Not on the list.
What?
We give up.
Casey Anthony.
Sure.
You got to think of the whole year, man. You got to think
of the whole year. Big picture.
Big picture, Lisa.
Can't think of any more than this week.
American Idol was third.
American Idol.
The Japanese earthquake was fourth.
Wow.
Was that this year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
March 11th.
Was.
Osama bin Laden's death.
Sure.
Then Kim Kardashian, Katy Perry, Jennifer Lopez, Lindsay Lohan, and Jennifer Aniston. That's your top 10 from Yahoo.
Jennifer Aniston.
Nothing happened with her.
Isn't it shocking that she still remains the focus of so many people when she contributes so little to the world?
It's
year
true.
After year after year. It's not like this is the year that she had the big breakthrough movie where everybody goes, wow, Jennifer Aniston is back and she's awesome.
I don't hate her. I mean, it's not like we're saying, hey,
no, she's fine.
She's just still Jennifer Aniston.
But how is she top 10?
Her popularity is remarkable.
Yes, it is.
And the Grammy Awards were announced last night on the live special concert super duper show over there on CBS, hosted by the Red Hot LL Cool J.
He does it every year. I don't know why.
Here are some of your nominees. What do we got? What do we got lined up? Anybody know the order of these things? Anybody know how that works out?
Record first.
Record of the year. Here we go. Grammy Award nomination for Record of the Year.
Record of the Year. Rolling in the Deep by Adele. Holocene by Bon Iver. Grenade by Bruno Mars. Decay by Mumford & Sons. Firework by Katy Perry.
Who is that annoying person?
I think it's Nicki Minaj, who they should not hire to read things.
And then Record of the Year.
She's like Bean's glasses. She goes out of her way to be annoying.
Bon Iver is the biggest surprise of the whole list.
Yes.
Very popular. Good artist, but Record of the Year?
I don't know who that is.
John Bon Iver. He's a popular guy from Jersey.
No.
You Give Love a Bad Name.
That's Bon Jovi. This is Bon Iver. I mean, the hipsters like Bon Iver, but for the Grammy people to go, hey, Record of the Year and
how
Song
can it
of the
not
year?
Be Rolling in the Deep? I mean, out of that group.
Yeah. She should absolutely win.
How can Adele not win everything, right?
Here's another category for your enjoyment.
Album of the Year are 21 by Adele, Wasting Light by Foo Fighters, Born This Way by Lady Gaga, Doo Wops and Hooligans by Bruno Mars, Loud by Rihanna.
Was Nicki Minaj announcing everything last night?
I didn't watch the show.
She was yelling everything, yeah.
I don't know who that woman is, but she's annoying.
But Kanye West not being in the Album of the Year category was the shocker.
Instead of Rihanna,
I would have put in Kanye
the haters,
there.
Man. The haters.
That must be it. Yeah.
And the Foo Fighters will never win that.
No,
it's not
they
Foo Fighters world. It's a great, great album.
I'm very happy they got
the
nomination.
Adele's going to win everything,
I know,
so everyone just relax.
And should.
Everyone just relax.
Way.
Yeah.
And we have another one here, too.
And then she's going to eat them. I don't have another
one. We don't know. That's all we have. Song of the Year. Your nominations are All of the Lights, Kanye West, The Cave, Mumford & Sons, Grenade. How does Little Lion Man not get nominated over The Cave, by the way?
I don't know. I was surprised, too.
Grenade, Bruno Mars, Holocene, Bon Iver, and Rolling in the Deep, Adele. She'll win that one, too. Best New Artist, The Band Perry, Bon Iver, J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, and Skrillex.
That's the most shocking thing of the whole night.
Skrillex in the mix.
Skrillex, ladies and gentlemen.
Interesting. Wow. Skrillex.
Sorry, Foster the People.
Yeah, screw you.
Had to make
Foster
room for Skrillex.
And your people. Today's celebrity birthdays. Zoe Kravitz, very talented and lovely actress, is 23 years old today. Guy who's going to get a lot of work tonight, wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, DeSean Jackson, celebrates his 25th birthday. Pay the man! Pay the man!
There's no bet. We haven't
bet. What does
that
mean, pay the man?
He's looking for a new contract.
He's very
unhappy, and he's dropping a lot of balls, and he's pouting. And
really?
Missing meetings. Yeah, he's just effing with our team. Brad Delson of Linkin Park is 34 years old today. My buddy Dave Hornsby from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and the Joe Schmo Show.
That's just the way it is.
Nope.
That's not the same person.
Different guy. 36 years
timely,
old today.
Though. Good. Timely.
Sarah Silverman's 41. Nestor Carbonell from Lost. Remember he played
makeup?
He doesn't wear makeup. He just has dark eyelashes.
Yeah, he's doing something.
He's 44 years old. Kevin's favorite, Bette Midler, celebrates her 66th birthday. An actor, director, legend, icon, genius, Woody Allen, celebrates his 76th birthday today. Just keep his hands off the teenagers. He would have had a quite a legacy.
Yes, he would.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9 minutes after 6.
Obviously, you're running out of time if you want to join us for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concerts coming up in less than 2 weeks. We have your choice of days on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Skin joins us later this hour, too. And also, we have more information. We'll talk to the LA Times music critic about the Grammy nominations last night.
All right, you got to go to kevinandbean.com, krock.com, look at picture of the day. Tattoo artist gets revenge on cheating girlfriend.
Ugh.
I am very sad that Dave the Hater suggests that this story may not be true, because I want this story to be true more than anything in the world. Don't you?
Of course. Here's the story, and then we're going to take your calls of revenge. Now, funny revenge, you know? Funny revenge. People, we shouldn't have to say that, but every once in a while we'll go, yeah, stab your cat.
It
was awesome. We don't want those. No. We want funny. Rossi Brovent is her name.
I bet it's not.
She is suing for £60,000.
$100,000.
And the guy's name is Ryan Fitzgerald Rossi. Now, he's from Dayton, Ohio. And apparently, she wanted a Narnia tattoo on her back, and he's a tattoo artist. He found out she was cheating on him.
We should mention, they were dating.
Yep. He doesn't tell her he found out that she was cheating on him. He just says, I'm going to pick my moment.
And by the way, let me pause right there before we tell the rest of the story. This is the brilliant way to exact revenge, is to wait for your moment. Is to not, when you find out something like, hey, my partner's been cheating, and maybe this works into the stories that we're going to be hearing at 1-800-520-1067, you don't immediately blow up and start screaming. You keep that information, and you sit on it, and you go, and you think about it, and you go, what can I do that will hurt her as much as she hurt me?
I couldn't do it.
Really?
No.
You couldn't pretend everything was okay and then wait for your moment to strike?
I don't think so.
Listen to this. He got out a bottle of wine, and they both started drinking the wine. She says, he tricked me by drinking a bottle of cheap wine with me and doing tequila shots before I signed this consent that says, you know, the artist can pretty much do
whatever
his best version of whatever I want.
Yeah, my sense on this story is that this was her boyfriend. He was a tattoo artist. Obviously, she knew and respected his work. So she said, hey, give me a Narnia tattoo.
Yes.
And he said, yeah, I got just the thing for you.
Yes.
And had her sign the paperwork because he knew what he was planning on doing instead, to give him the artistic license to do a Narnia tattoo. And she just trusted him. And she was a little bit tipsy. And she didn't know that he knew that she was a lying whore.
Now, here's the first line that I didn't read in its entirety. A furious woman is suing her ex-boyfriend after he tattooed a steaming poo on her back. That's what he went with. That was not Narnia. I don't remember that part of Narnia.
No steaming pile of poo.
No. That was in the deleted scenes on the Blu-ray.
And by the way, this is not, how shall I say? It's not life size. It's back size. It's the size of her back.
Yes.
From
it's
basically,
horse size.
It is, yeah. It's horse size. Yeah, it's amazingly.
Wait, did you say horse size or whore size?
Horse size.
Okay. And it's got bugs flying around, flies and stuff. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
I just wanted to be there to see this happen because...
See her face?
Yeah. A, to see her face, and B, the glee in her boyfriend's eyes.
Well...
As he was putting steaming pile of poo on his cheating girlfriend's back. That must have been the sweetest half hour, whatever it took, an hour, of his whole life.
Are you almost done? Let me look at it. No, just a second. Give me a minute. I'll finish it in a second.
I mean, if this is true, this is one of the greatest revenge stories I've ever heard in my life.
If it's not true, we still choose to believe it.
Yes, we do.
Because that's our
best
option.
And again, we're looking for your revenge stories at 1-800-520-1067. You be the judge on this, by the way. It was underhanded and mean, but legally, he is the tattoo artist who has his client's signature saying, you have my permission to tattoo whatever you want on my back, right?
Oh, yeah. I think any tattoo artist has. You have to sign that, probably.
Probably so. In case you misspell or something like that, they don't want to be able to sue the shop.
I actually do have a story.
Yes.
This was a long, long time ago. There was a guy I was dating that I knew was seeing somebody else. And he kept a hide key in his car.
Yes.
Where you know, in case he lost his key and I knew where it was. So I drove to where she lived. And I saw his car there.
Nice.
And I think
Detective Lisa.
Yeah. This was a bad time. And I moved that car far away.
Awesome. Just like a couple of miles away.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He thought it was stolen when he came out?
I guess. Sweet. I never really found out what
happened.
You never
even talked to him again?
I never did. But I moved the car. You know, I probably only, because I had to walk back, so I didn't move it that far. But yeah, you would freak out. And I'm sure it took him a long time to find it.
I wouldn't think either that somebody had moved it. If it's not where I left it, it's gone.
Right.
Because the last thing on his mind was you at that point. right?
Obviously.
So he wasn't thinking about, oh, I wonder if Lisa was here and moved my car.
Bad. She moved my car.
By the way, where's Ralph? We need to get Ralph in here. Didn't he have some crazy story about some sperm?
He talked her down.
Girlfriend that?
That
was going to paint.
She was going to paint the outside of
his
house.
She was
going to
paint the outside of his house. Yes. He talked her down and nailed her.
Yes.
That on the same day.
That's a magical story.
That's magic.
So revenge stories is what we're looking for. If you got revenge on somebody that was cheating, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. You're not going to top the poo on the back.
Steaming pile of poo is the greatest revenge story ever, unless you've got something we haven't heard.
Right. So go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com and check that.
Right now, make sure you're on krock.com or kevinandbean.com to see the picture of a steaming pile of poop on a young lady's back. She thought she was getting a Narnia tattoo from her boyfriend, who was the tattoo artist. However, he found out she had been cheating, and this was his sweet revenge.
I got to be honest, I don't remember this scene in Narnia.
We are taking your calls of revenge at 1-800-520-1067. I think this is going to be fun. Why don't we start with Kat? Kat is on line 4. And by the way, isn't there a TV show on right now called Revenge where a woman like changes her identity and moves back into town and then screwing up the lives of every single person that put her dad in jail when she was a young person?
Yep.
Something like that. Mm. I think the show is called Revenge, and it's just based on all the different ways you can get back at people. Let's see what Kat's got. Kat, hi.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Kat's
wow.
A man?
A dude named Kat?
I was thinking,
whose sweet revenge is this?
What's the name? Katarino?
Yeah, call me Dad. Katarino. Oh, okay. All right. People don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, no Katarino. Worries. What'd you do, man?
Oh, well, anyways, I was in Iraq. I was in the military, and kept on getting a bunch of emails by a bunch of friends saying that this girl cheated on me. Didn't want to believe it. Ended up coming home, found out that it was true. She had a forge, so, you know, the little forge had a little lock-in key.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the passcode in, got the key, got the car, took it to the courthouse, parked it on a handicapped spot, called the cops saying that it was... didn't have a handicap sticker, right, and they towed it away and had it impound lot for 60 days.
Whoa! That is huge!
Did she? And this is funny because Lisa just drove the car away and left it. You made sure it got towed. Did she ever figure it out? I mean, how did she find out where it was? I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, actually, she called me and she said, hey, he said, you towed my car and got all some money. And I said, oh, well, next time you should think twice about cheating on somebody.
Yeah! So you were able to not tip her off that you knew she was cheating and just wait till the time was right to exact your revenge.
Yeah.
That's what Lisa was saying. She would not be able to wait.
Yeah, it would be really difficult.
It was really hard, but I had to try to do it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Kat. Appreciate that. 1-800-520-1067. Our man Bill is next. Bill's on line 2.
If Kat didn't sound so tough, I would have made more fun of him.
But he survived Iraq. He could survive you.
Bill, hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Talking revenge. What happened?
I had planned a beautiful weekend with my girlfriend, and a couple of days before I found out, she had cheated on me. So I had a weekend planned in Vegas, and instead of taking the car to Vegas and leaving the car, I took her to Vegas and I left her there.
Oh. How do you lose her to get away?
Oh, I told her I pulled up to the front instead of paying for valet to park the car. I told her to get out and I would, you know, get the stuff and bring it up to the room.
See, that's so weird to me because if my girlfriend cheats on me and I find out I have a plan to go to Vegas, I go to Vegas by myself or get some friends to go or something. You had to drive all the way there with her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So after you drove away from the hotel did she start calling you on the cell phone going, hey, where are you? I'm still waiting.
It took her about 20 minutes.
And did you answer, or did you just let her stew?
No, I answered the phone, told her I'd be up there in a while.
Yeah, I love it.
She struck her
a lot. I love it. Just wait for me. I'll be there.
Oh, man.
So how did she finally get back home?
Honestly, she figured out about maybe an hour or so later when she called her friends trying to figure out, you know, if I had something planned or surprised. And nice. I told them I left her there.
Yep, you did have a surprise.
That's awesome. Hey, did you guys break up at that time, or did you guys get past it and get back together?
Oh, no. I haven't seen her in over 10 years.
That was it.
Yeah,
okay.
That seems like maybe that's a deal
great
breaker.
Call. Yeah, I think so, too. But people do crazy stuff. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Cody next, line 1, here on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking revenge. Cody, thanks for calling. What happened, dude?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm in the Marines, and we're on a deployment, and we were stuck on a Navy ship. And the Marines and the Navy don't really get along too well,
right?
As some of you might know. But we had this one senior chief who hates the Marines, like, more than anything else. And we found him drunk in a port where we had gotten to know one of the local tattoo artists there in one of the bars. So we got him extra drunk, and when he passed out, we took him to the guy's tattoo shop and have him tattoo Marine Corps emblem on his chest.
But why, though? What was the revenge part of this?
What did he do?
He hated the Navy.
There was a lot of stuff that he did, being a high-ranking senior in the Navy, to kind of torture the Marines. But not really torture, but just get back at us. It was like just a revenge thing between the two branches. So
where did you say the tattoo was, on his neck or back?
On his chest.
Chest. Oh, nice.
Wow.
Marine Corps.
By the way, don't the Navy guys hate the Marine guys because the Navy guys aren't good enough to get into the Marines?
That's correct.
That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you very much for the call. We got another Cody, believe it or not. He's on line four joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Cody. Thanks for calling. What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm doing good. Yeah, I was dating this girl, and she was cheating on me, so I called Border Patrol and told them that she was smuggling drugs.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Whoa, wow. Was she?
No, but they held her for 6 hours and cavity searched her.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
I can't believe they... I mean, I guess if they get a tip like that, they're going to follow through on it, but it seems like it would be pretty quick to find out she doesn't have drugs on her, but... Oh, you must have been enjoying every minute of that.
Well, you know those Canadians, man. They just kind of check everything.
Oh, it was Canada?
I wasn't aware of that. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the call.
How about one more? How about Ed? I was wondering if we'd have anything that it might involve photos.
Ed, hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Revenge. What happened?
All right. So I was dating this girl, and she was completely insane, but that sex was amazing, right? So we're dating probably a couple years, and she's crazy jealous. She's always nuts. And finally, I break it off with her, and it took like a month and a half. She just wouldn't take no for an answer. And so a couple weeks later, I get a Polaroid in the mail, and it's her screwing my best friend. And it says, written in Sharpie on the bottom, wish you were here.
Wow. So, in other words, she thought she was getting revenge on you by showing her having sex with somebody else. But you were over her, so you didn't really care, right?
Yeah. So, I took the Polaroid, I dropped it in an envelope, no note, and sent it to her mom.
There you
nice.
Go.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, there it is.
Nice.
Well, go to KROQ.com right now. We have lots of reasons, including I'm just looking at the pictures from Lux, who stopped by yesterday.
Yep.
Miss Double December finalist for Miss Double December 2012. Of course, the pageant is this time tomorrow. You got to see all the girls up there. Video of all the girls that have come in so far. We got one more, Sierra, coming by later on
today.
There's
also highlights of past years up there that you must see.
I can't believe Mr. Skin's not at the Miss Double December pageant, by the way. Mr. Skin, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Mr. Skin, MrSkin.com.
What's going on, dude?
Oh, picture today is like for an accountant. It's April 15th, and
yeah.
I'm an accountant because I just launched my top 10 nude scenes of the year at MrSkin.com, and it's a very busy time, but very exciting and fun. And you know, it's funny. The same thing happens to me every year, where like it's the dog days of August, and I'm thinking, gosh, you know, I don't think there's been enough nudity in movies, and boy, that girl should have been nude on that TV show, and it didn't happen. I was really disappointed. But then, right before Thanksgiving, I sit down with my crack staff here at the Mr. Skin offices, and we look at all the nudity from all the TV shows and movies and try to get this list together, and I always walk out of that meeting and go, what a great year for nudity.
That's how you come up with what you're thankful for. Now, Mr. Skin,
exactly. So this year's no exception. It was like, even the ones I left off the list, I could have made a great top 10 list. So anyway, I'm very thankful for that, but it's a busy time, and obviously our website's smoking because of this list.
All right, we're gonna talk about the top five. Just mention 10 through 6 first, as mentions, and then we'll go through the top five.
Yeah, my 10 through 6 is Bianca Kylik, the girl from Rules of Engagement from 30 Minutes or Less. That came in at number 10.
Yep.
Number 9 is Jessica Chastain from Jolene. You'll know her as the female lead in Tree of Life with Brad Pitt and Sean Penn.
And this is why MrSkin.com is so awesome, by the way, because I like that actress a lot, have seen her in a bunch of things, and I think she was also in The Help, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
But I had never even heard of Jolene, but thanks to your site, I not only got to see her, but I got to see her naked.
Yeah, I'm the one that focuses on a movie where she plays a stripper and does a long strip tease on stage. I didn't get to see Tree of Life, but that's okay.
Nice work.
Yeah, my number 8 nude scene of the year was from the great show Game of Thrones on HBO, Esme Bianco and Sahara Knight. Only on HBO would they interrupt a great show with a 4-minute lesbian scene, so that came in at number 8. Number 7 is from Mildred Pierce, a great reason why MrSkin.com exists, Evan Rachel Wood. Who wants to sit through Mildred Pierce? But in the last episode, she did a great full frontal scene. That came in at number 7. Number 6, Addison Timlin from the great show Californication on Showtime. She's only 20 years old and did an amazing number of great nude scenes, and she came in at number six.
And Californication has been a boon to Mr. Skin. If I recall, you had a top 10 last year from the same TV show with
a
different
actress. For us, yeah. Well, the company has this ability where if the storylines, if you look, every year he ends up hooking up or having an affair with a young, hot chick with big, natural breasts. I mean, he had Madeline Zima the first year. Remember, we talked a lot about Eva Amore, Susan Sarandon's daughter.
Right.
That, which was, like, ridiculous. And this Addison Timlin is right up there with Eva Amore. So it's amazing what he does. He's a smart guy because he gets to have, these great scenes with these beautiful actresses in all of his episodes.
Well, we're getting into the top five now of the best nude scenes of 2011, according to our friend Mr. Skin. I was a little bit surprised to hear, because I've not seen Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, which has a terrible right. title, but by all accounts is a fantastic movie starring the younger sister of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. I had no idea that she was naked in this thing.
Well, I don't think people even knew that the Olsen twins had a younger sister.
I didn't.
But then after this movie, I don't think people knew that the sister had great Olsen twins because she really has an amazing breast. Her name is Elizabeth Olsen. Like you said, the worst movie title ever, Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. But Roger Ebert gave it 3.5 stars. There's Oscar buzz for her off this. But it was the most, guys, it was the most surprising nude scene of 2011.
Now, we've never seen Mary-Kate and Ashley naked because they built, they were children stars, first of all, kid stars. And then they built this empire up kind of based on that. Do you think they have anywhere near the body that she does?
Or no,
she,
way.
She's
no
way.
Way.
She's way out of their league,
they're
right?
They're very skinny waist.
She's like a C-cup or something. And I remember when I launched my website in 99, the big joke was, when the Olsen twins are 18, you're going to have them at your website. They're going to do nude scenes. Well, they never did, but their sister did an amazing one.
Well, we're going to forget all about them now that we've seen this, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to see number four on your list this year.
I'm so upset to see number four on your list
this
year.
And I'm happy because
I
saw the movie, and I came into the guys, and I said, you guys are going to laugh at me for saying this, but Kirsten Dunst has a great body, and I never knew that before, and they all mocked me.
Right.
I'm not denying she has a great body, but body is attached to the face.
When she did Spider-Man, that's when guys' heads first turned and said, wow, Kirsten Dunst, what a body, because you remember that wet T-shirt in Spider-Man?
Sure.
Yeah. So now, fast forward to 2011, she does this movie, Melancholia, and it's this Lars von Trier really dark, weird movie, but beautifully photographed. And she's laying next to a riverbed, and the camera, first it's a long shot, she's full frontal. Then
fine.
Oh, my God. And you're right. Say what you want about Kirsten Dunst, but you can't say bad things about her body. It's fantastic.
But you do have to put your hand over her face.
Kevin has been for years saying, can't she go to a dentist? I mean, she certainly is of means. She could fix those teeth, right? But I don't think you even think about that when you're watching this scene.
I didn't notice her teeth, to be honest.
Number three is another movie I did not see and did not hear much about. Tell me about Emily Browning.
It's very weird. Now, this is the weirdest movie on the list, even weirder than Melancholia, is Sleeping Beauty, which actually opens in limited release around the country this weekend. And get this premise. Emily Browning works at a brothel where the girls drink a tea which knocks them out for like 12 hours, hence Sleeping Beauty. Then, while they're passed out, old creepy guys in boxers just stare at their naked bodies.
Oh,
dude,
so this is weird. Rapey. This is too rapey to
be
sexy.
It's so, so creepy.
It is so creepy. But here's the thing. Emily Browning was the girl in the movie Sucker Punch. She played Baby Doll this summer.
Right.
Action movie that a lot of guys were going nuts because there's a ton of hot chicks in this movie. But yeah, it's the weirdest movie, but guys really dig her because of Sucker Punch, and you got to say that she basically didn't wear clothes the whole movie. She was naked.
I would like to suggest when you watch this clip that you bail about 30 seconds before the end so you don't have to see 95-year-old Ballsack.
Heads up. Yeah, creepy old guy boxer scenes there, too.
So, we are on with the great Mr. Skin here on the Kevin Abin Show. MrSkin.com is an essential website for listeners of our show. We are counting on the top 10 nude scenes via Mr. Skin's opinion of 2011. We're up to number two.
Yeah, number two. There's a really cool show that debuted this year on Showtime called Shameless, where William H. Macy is this, like, drunk dude on welfare, and he's just the worst dad. And
that's a good show.
Kids. Yeah, and his oldest daughter, Emmy Rossum, plays Fiona, who kind of becomes the surrogate mom of the family. Now, guys didn't really know too much about her. She was in the movie Phantom of the Opera. Now, this TV series is, you know, she's become recognized. A lot of guys know her now. But not only is she beautiful and a great actress, but she did some awesome nudity on Shameless this year. And even in the first, like, one of the early episodes of the show, she was just walking around the house in a white,
yep,
like, tank top that you're sitting there going, oh, please do a nude scene this year. Please do a nude scene. And she did a bunch of them. And I especially loved the one where she was changing tops with Amy Smart in one scene that came in at number two. But what's really neat is this show, second season starts January 8th, and the rumor is they're going to work in a lesbian relationship for Emmy Rossum.
All right. Well, okay.
I mean, if that's necessary.
I mean, artistically, if it's valid, I guess we'll go along with it.
But if they have to do it, okay.
You know. All right. We're up to number one, and I know that you have a lot of people weighing in with opinions. I can't imagine there was much dissension on this choice. Was this a unanimous number one this year, Mr. Skin?
Well, nothing's ever unanimous, I have to say, because there's always guys that have different angles. But I will say, Lake Bell and How to Make It in America
came in at number one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, too. I told you I've been doing this for 12 years. When I launched in 99, when she was 20 years old, guys were asking me, hey, has Lake Bell ever been naked? When will Lake Bell do a nude scene? I've had 12 years of interviews and emails where I had to say, yeah, I'm sorry.
Not yet.
All I could do is a bikini shot. Finally, in the second episode on October 11th of How to Make It in America on HBO, Lake Bell got out of bed after a one-night stand, and we finally saw her topless. And there was much rejoicing at the Mr. Skin offices. And I'll tell you what, at our website the next day, that Monday, we got more traffic to Lake Bell's page than any actress has had this year.
It was Black Monday for him. Everybody was going crazy.
That is fantastic. And by the way, there are so many hot chicks on her other show that she's on, Children's Hospital, that I need to see naked as well.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So,
yeah, that's, you know, it's funny you bring that up. A lot of people have become fans of that show.
So funny.
I get a lot of people asking me about that. And actually, she's had some very sexy moments on the show, just not nude.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, it's a fantastic list, as always. And Lake Bell at number one, I couldn't support more. MrSkin.com is doing the Lord's work 365 days a year. You can't believe how great this website is. You'll never get off the internet once you discover it. And we wish you a very happy holiday season. And thanks for all the times you've come on the Kevin Bean Show in 2011, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good new year.
MrSkin.com. Just before we get to the Ralph Showbiz Beat, what's the poll? How's that going online?
Well, I mean,
there,
it's just statistics.
See, I mean, you can prove anything with statistics.
Well, we're just curious to know what people think.
We just put up a poll. Do these glasses look good on Bean?
Right.
And the answer is?
I have some new glasses, and you guys were curious to see what the listeners thought, but I think it's too early to
judge. We think they look
the percentages.
That
right
you
now.
Got them because you knew they would get you a lot of attention.
I mean, it's not. Right. It's not statistically relevant if it's just a few. I mean, I think
I'll
once more numbers have come
85%
true.
85%
hate. 85%
hate.
Technically, that's where we're at right now. But again, the voting, it's still early. Look, they don't call...
Yeah, it can be 90% in a couple minutes,
right.
I'm
they
thinking.
They don't call a presidential election with 1% of the precincts.
They do.
In.
Almost all the time they do.
All right, that was a bad example.
I think the East Coast booths are already closed.
Yes.
I think all the votes are in from
and they've
there,
all so. Agreed.
If you want to help me out, you can go to character.com and say
who's going
to
help you out when you're wearing those glasses?
I'm just saying, they're awesome.
If someone's going to help you out, they would have kept you from buying those glasses
That's
in
correct.
The first place.
Too
it's,
late
you're
now.
Beyond help.
Right after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Randall Roberts from the Los Angeles Times, get his take on, he's the music editor over there, get his take on the Grammy nominations that happened last night. Ralph is here with all the other showbiz being on the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
You look like the little midget woman who used to make the costumes for The Incredibles in that animated film, The Incredibles.
Oh, yeah, Edna.
Edna. Yeah, yeah, that's who you look like in those glasses.
Only
that's
not right. as attractive.
That's right.
No capes!
porn star Kim Kardashian in the news.
Yes.
This is pretty spectacular. Apparently, her soon-to-be ex-husband, Chris Humphries, is pretty steamed at the way she handled their marriage and then pending divorce. So TMZ.com is reporting that he is going to file for an annulment of their marriage on the grounds of fraud.
I like it.
I think he's got a pretty good case.
I do, yep. too.
Now, what difference does that
what's
make?
What's the advantage to him to do that?
I think he just sticks it to her. He's also suing for some community and quasi-community assets. So I think maybe it can go beyond the prenup that they've signed in their relationship. He's maybe looking for a little cash, too. But I think he just wants to make a statement saying
that
she did not go into the marriage with the intent of really making it work and with the, you know, with truly wanting to be married.
You could certainly argue that they spent, of 72 days they were married, they probably spent 50 of them together, and she did not apparently make much of an effort to make a go of it.
I think you could get some damages, and I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. I mean, that means you're being responsible for what you did.
Right. It's hurt his reputation,
certainly. She did kind of put him up to public ridicule by being involved in this whole thing, and I think he may have a point.
Yeah.
He wanted, by all accounts, a genuine old-fashioned marriage with no cameras, just like a wedding.
He picked the wrong girl.
And she was not on board with that idea, as you can imagine. So he may have...
Interesting.
He's an idiot, by the way.
There's some ground.
Yeah. You think you're gonna marry Kim Kardashian, keep it out of the press and no cameras, and just have a nice little...
He's in love, Kevin.
He'd only known her for 5 months, though, remember?
Yeah, it's like he knew all about how she runs.
Isn't the first thing you learn about her that she's a camera whore?
Look at her, and then...
Yeah.
Tell me how reasonable you are when you're looking at Kim Kardashian's ass and massive cans. And I'm sorry, Kevin, I didn't realize how rational you would be in the face of that kind of stunning hotness, because I know what a straightforward, clear, focused thinker you are.
Thank you.
You're Kevin coming down on Chris
that.
Humphries.
That's right.
You bastard. Another Kardashian in the news, besides porn star Kim Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian, the eldest of the sisters, revealed yesterday that she is expecting a second child with her white trash, garbage, alcoholic, abusive boyfriend, Scott Disick.
She is truly an idiot.
She really is. This guy is
a
legendary alcohol problem, has a zero, has nothing going on, has gotten in physical altercations. They had to split up because she was concerned about him being around the kid and her, and now she's pregnant with another kid with this douchebag.
I hate to go back to this, Ralph, but you have said so often on this show that science needs to get serious about some method of preventing conception.
That's science fiction.
But
thing.
I mean,
there's no way that
when you
can
see
happen.
A story like this, does it make you go, hey, how about a pill or something
there's
or some
no
sort
way.
Of a physical barrier that prevents the sperm from reaching the egg? Something?
No way that can happen.
All right.
You got pipe dreams.
Staring into the future, man. Got to live now.
Can't believe she's got pregnant with him again.
I can't either.
He's a real... You know, here's the thing. If the Kardashians were poor, they'd all be on Jerry Springer. All of them. The way they live their lives, the way they have their interpersonal relationships and everything. They're just trailer trash with tons of cash piled on top of them.
Yeah, that's true. Right. And they've dragged an American hero, Bruce Jenner, down in the mud with them.
That poor bastard.
A guy who used to be a regular person.
He is a shell of him. So you get to see he's
sad.
Dead. His eyes are just dead. He's a zombie just walking around that.
For sweet
that house. And, oh, he's this whole family.
Dead. He is the walking
they've
dead.
Sucked the soul out of me. I used to run fast and jump high. Today's celebrity birthdays. Zoe Kravitz is 23 years old today. Brad Delson of Linkin Park celebrates his 34th birthday. My buddy Dave Hornsby from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and the short-lived series, How to Be a Gentleman. What was that? CBS?
I think that was it.
Yeah. 36 years old. Our buddy Sarah Silverman celebrates her 41st birthday. Nestor Carbonell from Lost and Suddenly Susan is 44. Bette Midler, 66. Kevin thinks she's so hot. I can understand it, but...
Boy, I hate her.
John Densmore of The Doors. He was the drummer for that band. 67 years old today and longtime filmmaker, comedian, actor, director. Woody Allen is 76. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's finally the month of Double December. We'll meet our final finalist. Sierra will be joining us next hour, vying for the crown of Miss Double December 2012 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we're days away from Acoustic Christmas. Hey, can people call right now? Because we're doing that game coming up for win tickets.
Yeah, they could. Sure.
You'll have to be on hold for a few minutes, but if you want to play, it's not an easy game. 1-800-520-1067 to win your tickets here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Your choice of nights of the Acoustic Christmas. Randall Roberts on the phone from the Los Angeles Times. He is the pop music critic. I don't know that we've had you on before, Randall, but you and I are going to get along fine because I am also a theremin music fan.
Oh, you're a theremin fan?
You and me, man. I saw your blog last night, and I thought, this is my kind of dude right here.
That's the last
appreciates
thing I
good music.
Expected us to talk about this morning.
That's the last thing I wanted to talk about this morning as well, as Bean's partner.
I was very surprised by some of the nominations revealed on CBS television last night from the Grammys. And I know the rap on the Grammys has been from a lot of people, from those people who care at all, that they're old and out of touch.
Yes.
It seems like every year recently they've been trying hard to overcome that by surprising us with some new blood. And last night was no exception.
Yeah, there is some new blood. I mean, the biggest nomination, I think, or the biggest surprise is Bon Iver, who got nominated for Record of the Year, got nominated for Best New Artist, and got nominated for Song of the Year. Bon Iver is a bearded guy from Wisconsin who released an album a couple years ago that was nice, but Kanye West got into and from there kind of took off. But I was surprised that got nominated.
I was too, only because, you know, he's not mainstream. He's very popular with the indie kids. And it's funny that Kanye introduced him in some ways to a larger audience with that cameo on Kanye's album. And then Bon Iver is the one who gets the bigger nominations in, like, the Record and the Song of the Year category.
Don't get me started on that. I mean, you can love or hate Kanye West, but my beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy
is brilliant.
It's brilliant,
nominated as one of the albums of the year. There's five others, and that's crazy.
What's that about? I mean, do the Grammys, like the Oscars, hold a grudge against some performers, Randall?
Well, I think that that's possible, and I think that also Kanye's ego maybe came back to haunt him, because he put up a nomination for his solo album, but then also Watch the Throne with Jay-Z. So he may have split the vote. He may have gotten enough nominations if they had put up one of those records.
Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that he was snubbed in that category, because that means he might go crazy.
Yeah, exactly. and make for an exciting Grammy.
Because that album really did deserve to be in the best album category. Like, he's not upset falsely, but he will be upset, and that's always fun.
Sure.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the other nominations in the Album of the Year. I mean, obviously, we were expecting greatness from Adele last night in terms of being recognized by the Academy, and she got, what, six nominations, including all the big categories, and that will most likely win, right, Randall?
Yeah, I think that that'll most likely win. I mean, the Grammys love a big record, and love a record that touches a lot of people and moves across genres, and it's something that 25-year-olds dig, and it's something that, I mean, my mom was listening to that. My mom does not listen
right.
to pop music.
Right. Foo Fighters was a nice surprise for those of us who still like, you know, to believe that rock and roll is not dead. It's almost rare to see a mainstream rock album get nominated for anything other than specialty categories anymore.
Yeah, that is true. We can agree to disagree on whether the Foo Fighters deserve to be nominated.
Oh,
I don't necessarily think so.
I totally think so. But
are you a Bob Seger fan?
No.
But is that what this album reminded you of? Was
really?
Bob Seger?
No, I loved
the last 5 years have
reminded me.
I love Bob Seger and Foo Fighters, so I'm happy about it.
But I will say this: Foo Fighters aren't going to win over Adele. I mean, I think to me it seems like it's going to be an all Adele night. And
yes.
I hope they sit her up close someplace.
I agree. Yeah. And I also think that this may be the year that goes down in history is when Lady Gaga jumped the shark.
I agree. Kevin and I were just talking about this before we brought you on. And this is the voice of Randall Roberts, pop music critic for the Los Angeles Times on the Kevin and Bean Show. I know she's a huge star, and she's got 15 million followers on Twitter. And she did a Thanksgiving special, and you can't get away from her. But I thought this album was just so-so, and she's up for a lot of nominations, including Album of the Year.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why she's nominated. It's a big record in all sorts of ways. But I mean, if you saw that Thanksgiving special or any of that Thanksgiving special,
I saw the first 20 minutes and I bailed.
But I think she's crawled up into her own butt.
Also going through Album of the Year, Bruno Mars. I don't think that's much of a surprise. That was another one that critically was well reviewed. It sold a lot of copies. He's very likable, a dynamic live performer. I don't think I have a problem with that. Do you, Randall?
I don't have a problem with it, other than it's so safe and so. I don't know.
The
music itself is so safe, and you know, it's the Grammys. It's not the Pitchfork,
right?
So I understand the inclination. It's not something that I pop on to listen to for fun.
What is the Pitchfork Awards? I'd like to watch that.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
It's a Pitchfork. It's a powerhouse indie website.
I got you.
And then Rihanna rounds out the top five, which again I can think of several albums that I would have rather seen there. It was a fine record, but it's, I don't think, exceptional. Do you?
Well, it's more of a like a a delivery system for hit singles than it is an album, per se.
Were you a little bit surprised? I know Kevin's going to mock me because I am a fan of Taylor Swift's, but were you a little bit surprised to see how much the Grammys have loved her in the past? She even won an Album of the Year, remember? And she's shut out in all the major categories this year. What's that about?
You know, I'm not sure. That's I think maybe it has to do with the fact that every time she wins an award, she makes that exact same face, and we're getting sick of
it's
that.
Getting
oh
old.
My gosh! Oh my gosh! I just won the Teen Spirit Award.
Yeah, you have to see that. They have a montage on YouTube of every single award she won. She does the exact same thing every.
But did you see Leslie Stahl call her on that on 60 Minutes, Rando, where they said, "Come on, you can't really be surprised when you win again." And she's like, "No, I am.
I don't care about Taylor Swift because I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
How dare you?" All right, we're almost out of time, Randall. I know you have a lot of coverage on the LA Times website and in the paper too, but I have to ask one other thing, because besides Bon Iver that you mentioned, the biggest surprise for me sitting at home last night was Best New Artist, Skrillex.
Yeah.
How have they even heard of Skrillex enough to nominate him?
You know, that's a good question, and I actually think that was great news for the future of the Grammys.
I agree, but how did it happen?
I mean, I have no idea. I'm not one of the peers who nominates.
Should Foster the People be weeping right now? Because that's
I can't believe
I
that
Foster thought that was
People
their category
nominated. Skrillex, I'm happy that Skrillex got nominated, but I was really surprised.
But to me, he's more of a DJ or a producer than he is an artist. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think of him in terms of great songs. I see the work that he's done on other people's records, and other people are out front on his records sometimes. But to me, he hasn't made much of an impact at all this year. Am I wrong?
Well, among a certain demographic that maybe they're trying to hit on the Grammys, I mean, 20-somethings, he's made a huge dent.
Yeah.
I've seen him for thousands of people. All of them know every single every single beat and shift in his tracks.
Right. Well, it's going to be an interesting show. I know we don't know a lot about what's planned for that night, but do you think Adele will be well enough to sing? I know she just had that surgery and she's not even allowed to talk right now. The Grammys are going to be along, what, in a couple of months?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I think it's probably going to be pretty close. I would imagine that her record company would be more than fine if she damaged her voice just a tiny bit to sing on the Grammys.
Sure. To sell another million albums from that one appearance,
exactly.
Right? All right, Randall, glad we got a chance to catch up with you. Pop music
My
editor,
pleasure.
Los Angeles Times, and the Los Angeles Times blog and the paper as well. Randall, thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you.
And more like that. It goes on a little like that, but it's pretty much the same thing.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The sold-out 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas is happening. Coming up soon, December 10th and 11th at the Gibson. How about your choice of tickets? Mr. Announcer Man, how are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Is this game we're going to play today easy?
Your glasses are funny.
Oh, come on.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Oh, it's not an easy game at all. How's this one work for the contestants on hold, Mr. Announcer Man?
We will be playing for you the name of bands playing both nights at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. All you need to do is identify the band that we play. Oh, I almost forgot. They'll be backwards.
Yeah! Doesn't sound hard until
it's
you hear
it.
It is our schedule. Who do we have first, Mr. Announcer Man?
First up is Arthur. He's a lovable rich drunk.
Hey, Arthur.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That's the wrong Arthur.
Are you ready for the hardest game in the world?
Sort of.
Okay, here's your band.
Confidence.
Here's your band. I'm going to be able to play it for you twice, but only twice. Here you go.
Hold me above herself.
One more time.
Hold me above herself.
Foster the People?
Yeah.
Foster the
Arthur!
People.
I guess this game is not hard.
That was simple.
Who's next?
Next up is Ryan. He's a drug dealer.
Hey, Ryan.
I think he works in sales,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, that's what they all say when they're drug dealers.
How's it going, guys?
Very good. Thank you. You ready for your band?
Yep.
One of the bands is playing one of the nights. Here you go.
Whiskey and O'Kill.
One more time.
Whiskey and O'Kill.
Oh, man. Mumford and Sons?
Blink 182.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Nice try, though. Not a bad guess. Close on the syllables. Sorry. Right.
You have guessed like Blink 182. You'd be able to tell there were numbers, but, you know, it's not that easy.
Right, exactly. Mr. Announcer Man, this game is not easy.
It's the hardest game in the world! Robert is next. He's a file clerk.
Hey, Robert.
I think the same way of my job.
You do too. All right.
Well, maybe you can forget about it if you win the concert. Listen up. Here's your song. We can only play it twice. Or your artist. We can only play it twice.
Novella Earth.
One more time.
Novella Earth.
What band is that?
The Black Keys.
311.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Nice try.
This is hard.
This is not easy.
No matter how many times we do this game, it's still not easy.
It's hard as can hold. Next up is Al.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Al.
Hi, Al.
Hey.
How have you been doing so far?
Not too good.
All right. Here we go. Here's your band twice.
See, Calbub.
One more time.
See, Calbub.
So far, it's just Arthur. He's the only one in the running for tickets, but you can join him if you get this one, Al.
The Black Keys?
Yes!
Oh! The Black Keys.
How did he pull that out of his ass?
Was that a stab in the dark?
Yeah.
Nicely
done.
Very
impressive. All right, Mr. Announcer Man, we only have time for one more. Make it a gooder.
Next up is Casey. He works for Budweiser. Yum.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Here's your band twice.
Subbing it.
That's once.
Subbing it.
What band is that?
Oh.
This one kind of does sound, it's easier than some. Still hard, though.
Yeah, but we're looking at the title.
Right.
This one does sound, though. He's
it does
right.
sound. He's right.
I don't even have a guess.
Oh, so sad.
Pick one of the bands that's playing?
Incubus.
Incubus is what we're looking for.
It's Alan Arthur.
Alan Arthur, Lisa May. Make someone's dreams come true.
Our winner is Al.
Al!
Call me Al!
Wow, really?
Al!
Right on, guys. Thanks.
Congratulations. Which night?
Oh, night one.
Night one, you got it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The beautiful Sierra, one of the Miss Double December 2012 finalists, is going to be joining us just after the top of the hour here. And we got more acoustic Christmas tickets for you. First, though, we're always excited to welcome our friend Dr. Drew from HLN's Dr. Drew Show, also the Life Changers on CW every weekday afternoon at 3, and right here on K-Rock Loveline 5 nights a week. Dr. Drew, you shouldn't be getting sick. You're a doctor. You're supposed to be keeping us from getting sick.
I know. It's so bizarre that people think somehow it's comical when doctors get sick.
It is, sort of.
Because you know everything, and you should know how to prevent it.
No. We are exposed to it constantly.
Yeah, that's true.
We get sick more than anybody. If somebody's going to get tuberculosis, it's a doctor.
Well, but, you know, it's for example, you're doing your Life Changers today. One of the segments is on home remedies and how to, you know, help a cold. Everybody still thinks, like, somewhere out there, there's something that you can do to make it better. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure Drew knows.
I'll tell you two maybe little takeaways. First of all, the main reason we do that episode is to make fun of people.
Of course.
Let's be fair.
Hey,
I mean, everybody sounds like Rudy's grandmother.
Agreed.
Yeah, because they're avocado on it.
Yeah, they're all Mexicans, and they always involve Vicks VapoRub.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really thought Rudy's grandma was bad until I heard some of my viewers over at the Life Changers.
We do this topic all the time, and it really is amazing what people think helps.
It's amazing. But let me just tell you two simple things you
right.
can do. One is obviously steam and hot water does a lot for opening things up and getting things draining. The other thing, guys, sinus lavage, that neti pot, mm-hmm. I actually demonstrate one of those, you know, where you
what?
Put it in one, it's a pot, a little pot with water, and you put
Dr. Drew is finally telling us pot is okay. This is great. I've been fighting with him for years over this.
You put the spigot in one nostril, and you fill the sinus, and all the water pours out the other nostril. It's quite a sight to see somebody do
I
it.
I can't believe you do it on
Wait
camera,
a minute.
Because I've done it, and it's disgusting.
It's disgusting, and I do it live on television.
What does it do for you, Dr. Drew?
It lavages the sinuses. I mean, what you want is to get all the material out so things, you know, just like if you're lavaging a wound, you know, you cleanse wounds, you rinse out wounds to keep all the debris out.
I feel like we're being set up right now.
I do too. So are we going to see boogers coming out of your nose on the CW this afternoon?
I wouldn't say boogers so much as mucus.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa May, come on, go demonstrate it for those guys or make
Sexy.
Them do it.
Sexy! I do have it at home and it does work.
It does?
Yeah. It's just weird.
What about, and we've had this discussion on the air a bunch too, Dr. Drew, what about that vitamin C powder? What is that stuff? Emergency. What about emergency? Does that help? Because I feel like it does, but then the studies come out and say, oh, they've tested it and it doesn't do anything. It's all a placebo.
I'm glad, being you've read those studies, and there's almost no more powerful an intervention than placebo itself. So well done, Bean. Hey, and by the way,
it doesn't do any good.
It just makes you think you're doing better.
Okay.
You know, did anybody else's house get trashed last night by the big wind, the big blow?
Yeah.
my God, we had a tree breaking through the window in our bedroom.
Are you serious, Dr. Drew?
And me, the chivalrous man that I am, I came home and said, honey, it's too loud here. I'm asleep on the other side of the house.
Yeah, nice.
So she slept where the tree came in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is awful. I'm in Pasadena. They just declared a state of emergency here. We are trashed. I can't get out of my house.
You're a true hero making your wife sleep in that room and go in the other room.
Did you lose power, too, doctor?
No, sir, you know, the one thing we have in Pasadena is our own power, water and power. Right. And strangely enough, we seem to maintain power.
By the way, I don't know how much you think about it in Southern California, but where I live in Washington, Drew, you know there's a lot of trees. I mean, it is nothing but trees in the great state of Washington. I had a tree bounce off my roof and dissect my car, a few years ago. I mean, went right down the middle of my car and just obviously totaled it in an instant. And it could have just as easily fallen the other way and gone right through my bedroom window and killed me.
Oh, come on.
Isn't it funny? You never think about trees unless the wind's blowing. And then it's like, oh, my God, deadly trees all around me.
Now you're running from trees.
I know. Wow. All right. Dr. Drew, Life Changers, this afternoon at 3 on the CW, you will be addressing the myths of home remedies and also making some suggestions because we are in the cold and flu season on how people cannot get sick if they try, right?
There you go.
All right. Dr. Drew, always a pleasure to have you on, man. We'll see you on Loveline again tonight.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Now, how long have you been playing the clarinet, Crystal?
I actually taught myself over Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm going to mic your clarinet as you stick that long thing in your mouth. And play.
It's a clarinet. That's what it is.
What?
One of the highlights from past years.
The sweet tones of Crystal.
Whatever happened to Crystal?
She now plays for a jazz band in New Orleans, I believe.
How about that? Yeah. She learned over Thanksgiving, which was like a week before the pageant.
Yes.
We will fall in love with 9 new contestants for Miss Double December 2012 tomorrow on stage in Fullerton. Please go to krock.com and get all the details so you can join us live. We'll tell you more about the pageant and meet Sierra coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's your guys' guess? Real name or a stripper name?
I think it's real.
Really?
Real.
Okay.
I think it's real, yeah. Why would she lie?
I don't know.
Guess her name's Eunice or something.
Maybe, yeah. We'll meet her coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin
and
Bean Show.
She's lying. There's no question about it.
Now it's time for Ralph and the Showbiz Beat. What's up?
Real quick email here. Someone protesting our usage of the bell.
Uh-oh. Oh, on whom?
This comes from, here's the listener. I have to protest Bette Midler not getting a bell.
Oh, F you so much.
I always found her enormously sexy.
Nope.
And I'm not saying that just for comic effect or just to stand out. Signed, Beans Glasses.
Bette Midler is not sexy.
I think you missed the point of the email, but it wasn't so much about Bette Midler at all.
Read the email from one of your best friends.
I don't
forever.
Know that we
read
need
it.
To drag.
Read it.
Read
it's
it.
30 seconds. Read it.
I have new
Some
glasses.
TV's Mark Thompson?
We put up a picture at krock.com, and people are voting on whether they're good or bad. Of course they're good. But Mark Thompson, who I've been friends with since I was a small boy, who I thought would have my back, says, I used to think that people were being gratuitously mean to you. Now I think you may be asking
there
for it.
There we
Come on,
go.
Mark.
There we
you
go.
You might be asking for it. From his friend.
Yes. This is good news if you, like me, are a Star Trek fan, and more importantly, are an Alice Eve fan.
Oh,
I don't know
yes.
the actress Alice Eve or not, but J.J. Abrams apparently is adding her to the cast of Star Trek II.
Yay!
According to Variety, Eve will play a new character in the Star Trek canon, so it's not someone the fans are already familiar with, so she's not Yeoman Rand or somebody like that. She's a brand new character. And this on the heels, of course, of Benicio del Toro also joining the cast as the villain of the piece.
He's playing the Wolfman in this one, too, right?
I do not believe that's the case. And in terms of who he is going to play, however, all producers will say is it's a villain that Star Trek fans are already familiar with.
Okay.
So they're thinking probably a big bad Klingon or maybe Khan! Maybe he'll play.
That would
be awesome. Sounds pretty outrageous!
Anyway, it's not even production yet. I'm already excited about Star Trek II. Cannot wait. While I'm talking geeky things, Action Comics number one, perhaps the most famous comic book ever because it featured the debut of Superman. It was owned by Nicolas Cage. He put it up for auction this week, and yesterday it sold for a record amount, $2,161,000.
Wow!
For a comic book that cost a dime back in 1939.
Yeah, that's a good point to bring up. At one point, it cost 10 cents.
Yeah, it's a pretty good return on your investment.
What do you know what Nicolas Cage paid for it when he got it?
I think a couple hundred grand.
Wow. Dude. That's the best business decision he ever made.
It's amazing.
It's so weird because it was stolen from his house 11 years ago.
Okay.
His house was broken into and they stole that amongst some other collectibles. And then it was found in a storage locker.
On Storage Wars.
11 years later, not on Storage Wars, sadly. 11 years later, they found it. The criminals had stored it in a storage locker that was left abandoned, and when they went through it, they found stolen property, and that was in there.
Remember a couple of years ago when he was really broke and started doing all those movies because he was selling off his castles and everything, remember?
Yeah.
This is going to help him.
When you have to sell off a castle.
It's brutal when you got to sell your castles.
Castles plural.
More casting news. There is a catfight going on in Hollywood over who will play the female lead in the film version of the musical Les Miserables. You guys familiar with that work, of course?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what it's about, but...
Apparently, the biggest names that are competing right now, Taylor Swift,
who else?
Lea Michele from Glee, Scarlett Johansson,
yes.
and Evan Rachel Wood.
Wow.
All apparently want the role desperately.
Taylor Swift is not an actress, is she?
I do not believe so.
Scarlett Johansson can't really sing.
I do not believe so.
All right, we're narrowing it down already.
Where it is, Lea Michele just destroyed the room in her audition. She went in there and just blew it away, which you can imagine. She's a Broadway actress and singer, and she's an amazing voice. She's a talented actress. So they say she has the lead in terms of who's competing. But Taylor Swift, arguably the biggest pop star in the world, for box office needs, might be a choice way they go too. And they've got that topless picture of her that's out now.
That's
you can put that
real,
on the poster.
Just, that was Photoshop.
She could be really surprised when she gets the audition. Oh, I can't believe I got the role. I never expected this. She could make that face that she makes. Punch her right now.
I love her so much. Please don't hate on my T-swizzle.
Shut up.
What a dumb douchebag.
Remember I told you that they were going to do a remake on television of The Munsters?
Right. And we said no.
And we said no. Well, they didn't listen to us. NBC is going into full-bore production on The Munsters Rebooted. You know, it was a sitcom in the 60s about a family of monsters who lived in a suburban neighborhood.
Yep.
And they'd meet their neighbors, and they'd be like, ah, it's a Frankenstein monster, and they'd run. And Fred would be like, why are they looking at me like that? See, it was a big misunderstanding, Kevin. That's where the hilarity ensued.
I didn't realize hilarity ensued.
And I don't think it was a bad show either, by the way.
No, it was very entertaining.
I don't think it needs to be redone in the 21st century.
No, it does not. They've just tapped the director for the pilot episode of that series. I'm sure he'll be involved throughout as well. Bryan Singer.
Well, there's a guy who knows something about TV.
The surly movie director who gave us X-Men and Superman Returns will be directing the reboot of The Munsters. He said, it's not a sitcom. It is a visually spectacular one-hour drama.
So the serious side
the
of
the serious side
Frankenstein
of having
monster
monsters
live in your neighborhood.
Live in your neighborhood.
But then as a series, is
when
it going to be?
When your grandpa is a Dracula.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. And you looking for something to drink this holiday? I know Kevin is, because he's an alcoholic. But if you're looking for something new, looking for something you want a tasty new beer, perhaps? Well, then you should give M-Hop a try.
What's M-Hop?
M-Hop is the beer brought to you by Hanson.
Nope.
Remember the Hanson boys?
Yep.
Remember their hit song?
Yep.
What was it called?
M-Bop.
That's right. This is M-Hop.
Nope.
Because beer is made with hops.
No, sir.
They announced it yesterday that they're entering the adult beverage market with their own brew, M-Hop.
We loaded enough booze on the beer for the entire city of Las Vegas.
Booze on the beer.
Well said.
Yes.
M-Hop.
Nope. M-Hop.
Nope.
You know, the guys are all in their late 20s now.
Right.
The oldest one's 31. And they all have kids. Taylor has 4, Isaac has 2, and Zach has 2.
Oh, my God.
They're all grown up.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like running out the gate and getting those 6-pack of Budweiser.
Don't get Budweiser. Get M-Hop. M-Hop.
Not
hop,
interested.
M-Hop. I'm really loaded. M-Hop. M-Hop. Gonna throw up. M-Hop. That's the commercial. Today's celebrity birthday is Woody Allen, one of my favorite actor, director, writers. He is 76 years old today. John Densmore, drummer for The Doors, is 67. Bette Midler, we mentioned her earlier, 66 years old. Sarah Silverman, our old pal Sarah Silverman, is 41 years old. David Hornsby from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and also The Joe Schmo Show, he is 36. Brad Delson of Linkin Park is 34. And Zoe Kravitz is 23 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Winner!
We haven't even
Contest is over. Thanks for coming, everybody. Good night.
You can't say every time a girl walks in the studio that she's the winner.
But she's pretty.
Introduce
her. She's very pretty.
She's pretty.
They all are, but you can't say they're all the winner.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, ladies and gentlemen, as we look for Miss Double December 2012. Who will wear the crown to represent the Kevin and Bean Show?
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Boobs.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
What knockers.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
Hi, Sierra. See what you did there?
See what you did there?
Wow. You're already out of contention. You're now the geek in the room, Ralph. Yeah. Sorry. Sierra, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
I'm good.
You're the last of the nine girls that we've had the opportunity to meet over the past couple of weeks. What do you think of your competition?
Because
I think they all suck now.
Yeah, they're all right. I'm just kidding.
Speaking of your name, Sierra, Bean seems to think it's a gnome to dance.
Huh? Clearly, it's a stripper name. That's not her real name is Eunice. I think Kevin was on to something.
That's awful. That's my real name.
Sierra's real name.
What kind of hippie dippy parents did you have?
You called it. What they are, hippies.
Do you have brothers or sisters? And if so, what are their names?
I have a bunch of brothers and sisters.
Granola is one of them, right?
No.
Shantae.
Also a dance name, by the way.
Tasia.
Tasia?
Are you serious?
What's happening? Family. Wow. I love this family.
All right. Tell us how you came to be in the running for Miss Double December 2012.
I have an ex-boyfriend that works for K-Rock.
What? Kevin, you know your exes aren't allowed to enter this competition. We've told you that.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
We did not know that.
Okay.
But we're going to find out now. We dated in high school for 3 years.
Okay.
And he broke my heart.
Oh, bastard.
So you want to really rub it in his face by getting back at him by becoming a way bigger star at K-Rock than he ever was.
Yep, very true.
How about that?
That was a shocking
answer.
Does
he still work at K-Rock?
Yeah.
The ex?
He does.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if we can say who he is.
Who is he?
His name's Jesse Centeno.
Jesse Centeno.
I don't think
he's in our promotions department.
Dave knew him.
Dave knew him.
Okay. Well, I don't even care about him. So
he's a fool.
Ralph, I agree. Tell me about Sierra's entry form at krock.com. People can go, of course, right now, and they can see pictures and see this entry form that we're referring to, and vote for Sierra if they'd like to.
We had Sierra fill out the questionnaires. We did with all the girls. We asked her, if you wrote your autobiography, what would the title be? She said, it's not you, it's me. I bet you said that to a bunch of fellas in the past before, haven't you, when you've broken their hearts.
Except Jesse.
Yeah.
Wow.
If she could have one superpower.
She's bitter. I like it.
If she could have one superpower and why, it would be to be a shapeshifter. Who wouldn't want to walk in someone else's shoe for the day and do as you please with their life?
That would be pretty cool.
I would be so offended if you shapeshifted into anything else compared to what you have now. Seriously.
We also asked her what her talent would be. Of course, there is a talent portion of the pageant every year. And Sierra told us that her gift is that she can sing or she can put both of her legs behind her head.
Huh.
What will you guys
think about
that? Which one of those choices?
I like
contortionism.
Nice, yeah.
Singing ankles for earrings.
We're a radio station, so singing?
No! No? Going to put her legs behind her head.
I see. I didn't realize we were going with that.
How did you discover you had this gift?
Oh, please, Ralph. Oh, please.
Is it something you've cultivated over the years?
This is something that Jesse discovered, okay?
Something that Shantae taught her.
I was a gymnast when I was younger.
Of course you were.
Gymnastics for 8 years.
Of course you were.
That's a great answer.
Flexible. All right, guys. Someone speak.
I'm just mentally picturing.
All right. As you know, we are filming, so we can put video up at krock.com so people can see that along with the photos, and they can vote for you at krock.com. But what do you need in terms of an area to perform this in? Is it something you do on the floor? Do you need to sit on my lap or what?
Oh, wow.
I'm just trying to be helpful to our guests.
Wow.
One more question for Sierra. Are those the worst glasses you've ever seen on anyone in your life?
They're pretty close.
Yeah. Well, she at least is honest.
I love her.
She's honest.
They're a little Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're a little small for your face.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot wrong with them.
I mean, you could list stuff all day. You'd be right.
All right. So how do you want to do this? You want to do this just on the floor right where you are?
I can do it on the floor. It's one leg at a time.
All right.
There's the loophole.
Oh,
I used to be able to do...
Wait, one leg and then... You can do them both at the same time. One leg and then we'll do the other leg.
Yeah.
But tomorrow you'll do both.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the sauna and loosen up.
That's right. A
little stretching.
We don't need an ambulance taking her away tomorrow after the pageant.
All right, Ralph, get her set up on the floor while I remind people.
Out of your way.
Tomorrow we'll be in Fullerton. We're going to be at the Slide Bar. You can get all this information at krock.com. It is free to come on down. We invite you to come down. Just bring a new unwrapped toy. The United States Marine Corps will be down there. It is our annual Toys for Tatas. We're going to be broadcasting live, of course. The entire event will be webcast if you're unable to join us in person. And it's a whole day of fun, even after the live broadcast ends at 10. I guess we got Psycho Mike's band, a bunch of other groups. The Darlings are going to be down there. They're going to make a whole day of it down there at the Slide Bar.
DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan. So it's going to be a great time.
Stop talking.
Let's turn our attention to the beautiful Sierra now as she puts one leg, then the other, behind her neck.
All right, first, the right leg. Right leg is... It's behind her head. Woo! That's one.
This will be a crowd pleaser tomorrow, too, kids.
Yeah. And there we go. We have the other. Yeah. Very impressive.
That is fraught with possibilities. Right
she
there.
Is not cheating either. She's not like getting a heel like near
no,
her
that
ear.
No, that is full blown ankle behind her head. Yeah, that's very impressive.
How
Sierra.
Tall are you, by the way, Sierra?
5'9".
I approve. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday. Thursday. I know that we don't talk baseball much this time of year, but how do you not sit up and take notice when the Dodgers are up for sale and one of the groups that is being put together to potentially buy the club includes talk show host Larry King? How do you not look at that and go, really?
I heard that driving in this morning. I was like, Larry King. Now, first of all, I think he is a Dodger fan. He goes a lot.
Lifelong from the time he was a tiny little boy in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played there. So he loves the Dodgers. He goes to almost every game.
But he's lost his mind.
And he can't nearly have enough money to be a significant partner in the Dodgers. There's no way.
He's one of a group of people.
Right. He would be one of them. Yeah. But we wanted to find out more about this and what do you do if you're running the Dodgers? What must that be like? The pressure on you. I can't even imagine. So we asked producer Dave to line up the great Larry King, former CNN talk show host, and here he is joining us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. King, welcome.
Kevin and Bean, how are you?
Very good, thank
you're
you.
You're on the air, hello.
Yes, you are. You are on the air on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, sir. How are you?
I love me.
Okay. The reports are true that you are part of this ownership group that at least is going to make a bid to buy the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Absolutely. I want to own some of those Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, Los Angeles Dodgers. They've been here since the 50s.
The Trolley Dodgers. That's where they got their name from.
Right.
But Look out for that trolley.
That was a long, long, long time ago.
That's terrific.
Why? I mean, aren't you 100? I mean...
First of all, no.
Why sell to a guy who's going to die in a year?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is this a young man's business?
I'm ready. Give me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Right. We know that lyric.
Ah, it's a homer.
Where are you now? Watching Winter League ball? Or
I'm
what?
In batting practice.
You're in batting practice?
Triple.
You should not be doing that, Larry.
I'm going to own the Dodgers, and I'm going to play.
You're going to break a hip is what you're going to do, old man.
Center field. I'm a coach.
You're 80. You
That's
can't,
a double.
You can't play baseball.
Come on, throw the heat. Out of here.
Are you
back. That's terrific.
Are you hitting those off a tee? Are you playing T-ball right now?
No, I've got a young pitcher out here who's terrific.
Okay.
And I'm going to sign him as soon as I own the Dodgers.
All right.
Who's the That's one of my many plans for that team.
You have plans on it.
How young is this guy? Like 60?
Going to bring it back to where it belongs.
Okay. All right, what's your goal? Because, you know, you're right. The Dodgers have not won the World Series in over 20 years, right?
That McCourt fellow has run that team into the ground.
Very quickly, too.
So I'm going to bring it back to its former glory.
How?
All right.
I'm going to hire Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is dead.
He's been dead for decades, Larry.
Homer!
Larry. Babe Ruth dead.
Hey, if he for the right amount of money, I'm sure he'll come back.
No, we're telling you he's not available because he's dead. He's
all right.
In
How
the
about
ground.
Honus Wagner?
Nope.
See, this is
also dead. You got to move on to some of the current players. You should
How
be
about Homer Simpson.
Not he's even a baseball player.
Not even a person.
Not even a person.
Larry.
How about Tintin? That movie looks good to me.
Okay, but that's not going to help the Dodgers if you go
Come
to that
on.
Movie.
I'm not sure Larry's
now,
the guy.
Fourth, Tintin.
I'm not sure Larry's
Doesn't that sound great?
The guy to bring back the Dodgers.
It actually does
that's
sound
foul.
Great.
That's foul.
That was a foul ball?
No, that joke was foul.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it.
What else am I going to do?
Yes.
Caviar.
You're going to serve caviar at the
Instead
games?
Instead of hot dogs.
No one
Caviar and champagne.
That's a terrible idea. People
Come on,
love
it's fish eggs.
But people love the hot dogs.
People love fish eggs. We're going to put it right in your hand, a scoop of fish eggs. You just eat it out of your hand while you're watching the game.
Larry, maybe you need some consultants.
Sturgeon.
I don't think that's going to...
That's a single.
Oh, really? You're getting worse as you...
All right, my other ideas?
Yes.
Okay, please.
All night games. No lights.
What? What are you talking about? How do you play
a night game in the dark? That separates the men from the boys right there.
But you wouldn't be able to see the ball or runners or anything.
Radioactive balls that glow in the dark.
What is wrong? You may not be the guy that needs to bring back the Dodgers, Larry.
They glow in the dark, and we make them huge, like beach ball size.
Okay.
All right, Larry. All right. You need to go lie down and not talk about this anymore, but thank you for...
Instead of a bat, you get a bullwhip.
Okay.
Hit the beach ball with a bullwhip.
All right, now I'm in.
It'll change the game forever.
Now I'm in. I'll go to the Dodger games if that's...
That's a home run.
Yes. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:36.
Cousin Sal with a preview of tonight's NFL game and what's on tap for the weekend coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, we want to tell you about a new show that debuts on TLC tonight. It is called DUI. It's an awful lot of initials, but this is a show that, Kevin, you've described it as being like Cops, but just with drunk drivers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess it's a cautionary tale, but I love seeing crazy drunk people try to walk a straight line, so why not? Captain Bill James is, am I right, Bill? You're the host of the program we'll see on TV tonight.
Well, and I'm not necessarily the host, but I worked with Mike Mathis Productions very close as the Oklahoma Highway Patrol representative to organize these and put these sobriety checks on.
Gotcha. Oklahoma is your territory, and we're going to see people getting pulled over all the time. Why does this need to be a TV show? I mean, we're certainly all well aware that it goes on. What's the point?
Well, guys, the biggest point is trying to educate the public. We need to get the word out that drunk driving it's not a constitutional right. I mean, it's a dangerous offense. In fact, there are almost as many DUI fatalities each year in the United States as there are homicides. I mean, it can become a violent criminal act.
Wow.
No idea.
You know, I was thinking about this too, Captain. These days where police forces are so strapped, no city is flush with money right now. It seems like drunk driving would be one of the things that they would have less time to concentrate on, even though it, you know, potentially kills so many people.
It does, you know, with the budget cuts, it does become a problem. It's an issue. However, the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, we take a very aggressive stand against drunk driving, and in recent years, we have really focused hard on it, knowing that approximately one out of three of our fatalities is alcohol-related.
Wow.
So we focus on that. We go after it. And the show came to us. They wanted to take this basically as a raw point of view and air it as an educational show on the consequences of what happens if you choose to drink and drive.
There's a 36-year-old named Jesse who is on tonight's episode, 9 o'clock on TLC, and Jesse explains her situation. She gets pulled over to checkpoint, and the cops smell weed, and they pull her out of the car.
My name is Jesse. I live in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm 36 years old. I stay at home and watch my grandson.
All right, so right there I was like, whoa, 36?
And she has a grandson.
Stay at home and watch grandson.
Oh my God.
That's problems right there. And then...
When they handcuffed me, I was scared. You know, thinking, why me? You know, I don't deserve this. You know, why me?
How do you not yell at that person? What do you mean you don't deserve this? You're high and you're driving.
Right.
Well,
do people like that drive you crazy?
They do tend to get under your skin, but when you deal with them day after day, you learn to just accept them. When you're dealing with impaired drivers, you never know what their reaction is going to be. They may either be very funny, they may become very serious, and they may panic, break, and run or fight with you.
How many do why me, though? How many go with the why me?
A lot of them.
They do.
You know, and we hear one of the real common things we hear among impaired drivers is, you guys need to be out trying to chase down criminals.
Stop
and
real
leave
crime.
Us people alone.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And when we look at them and we say, you know, what's a real criminal? Someone who commits murder? That's right. You need to be chasing down the guys, people that are committing murder. And we say, hey, drunk drivers kill almost as many people as murderers do in this country every year.
We're talking to Captain Bill James on the phone here on the Kevin Bean Show, talking about his new show on the TLC network called DUI. Is there a through line with the people that you've pulled over the years and some of the people we'll be seeing on the show tonight where they think they're not that drunk and that's why they drive? Or do they know that they're that drunk and just think, I'm going to roll the dice and take a chance and hope I make it?
Oh, no, it's a real common attitude that, you know, I'm really not that bad. I haven't had that much. We hear that every day, hear it all the time. And once you get them in for testing, and they may check 24, you know, which is three times above the legal limit, and they're still in denial that, no, I think I'm in control, I'm safe to drive, when in fact they're not.
Now, have you ever set up these checkpoints, these DUI checkpoints, and then have someone pull up and then turn around and speed away? I mean,
yes, we have.
And then do you have to chase them, or do you just let them go?
No. We'll send a trooper after them.
You will,
flag them down, find out why they turned around. You know, are they an impaired driver? And what you find more times than not, they're either under suspension, their driver's license is. They may have warrants for their arrest. And occasionally you actually find one that realized they missed their turn, and you just, you know, tell them, hey, please, next time, come right on through the checkpoint. We'll turn you around and come right back to where you need to go.
You look a little guilty when you turn around right in front of a checkpoint.
Captain, I wanted to ask you this, too. What's your opinion of, a lot of times we see these DUI checkpoints, and I don't understand how it happens, but they end up being advertised. Either you read about them online or they get talked about on the radio. Hey, don't forget, there's a DUI checkpoint on Sunset Boulevard tonight looking for Halloween traffic or whatever. Doesn't that kind of eliminate the point of the DUI checkpoint if it's advertised ahead of time?
It does make it tough. However, the Supreme Court ruled years ago that if you're going to conduct a true sobriety checkpoint, you have to notify through the media the public. And that's a Supreme Court guideline. The other thing is there are apps that you can get for your smartphone where you can go to it and it will show you. If anybody's been through one, they can load it in there and it'll show you where these are at.
That's a great tip for us today, Captain. Thank you.
It is, but are you surprised by how many people you still arrested those, considering that?
No, not really, because, you know, on any Friday or Saturday night, you know, after 10 o'clock, the national average is approximately 1 out of every 10 vehicles on the road.
Wow.
Has had too much to drink, you know, where the driver shouldn't be driving.
Is that nationwide or Oklahoma?
No, that's nationwide. That's a national statistic. About 1 in 10 is legally impaired or above the legal limit.
Wow.
On a Friday or Saturday night after 10 p.m.
That is frightening. And of course, you're scraping the surface. We know about them because they're arrested while drinking and driving. But, I mean, the bigger problem is just alcoholism. You've got a guy, Jimmy, on the second show tonight at 9:30 who drinks 6 to 12 beers every single day of his life. I mean, that's just his lifestyle. You must run into that a lot, too.
You do see those, and those people are really, they can be really tough to catch, because if they drink that much, they have a high tolerance to the alcohol, even though they're legally intoxicated. You don't pick up the signs, the telltale sign of the drunk driver, because that's their state, and they've done it for years.
Yeah,
so
we have,
you really
I mean,
have to look, and you've got to run them through those sobriety tests to make sure that you've got an impaired driver.
All right, Captain, let me ask you this question, and I do not suggest that anyone drink and drive or smoke weed and drive, but I've driven through Oklahoma, and there's a lot of nothing there. I mean, that's a tough drive.
You're saying it's kind of boring in places?
I'm just saying. What do you advise to get through that?
Okay. Would you ask that again, if you would, please?
It's a tough drive through Oklahoma. There's a lot of nothing for a lot of miles. Does that make it more likely that people are going to drink, or that has nothing to do with it?
No, that really has nothing to do with it. It's the driver. With the holiday period, we see impaired driving go up because of holiday parties, family get-togethers, and it's, you know, drinking becomes really acceptable during the holiday period. In eastern Oklahoma, the part of the state where I live, we have a lot of lakes and recreational waterways, so we see our drunk drivers go up there because alcohol and water seem to go hand in hand.
Sure.
You come off the lake, you've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Western Oklahoma is pretty flat. It's agriculture, and their drinking driving rate out there is lower than it is in the metro areas in the eastern part of the state.
Gotcha. All right, well, we're out of time right now. It is a fascinating show and a sobering look at what happens when you drink and drive and get caught. Captain Bill James has been our guest. The program is called DUI, premieres tonight at 9 on TLC. Keep doing the good work, Captain. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Adam Carolla, as you know, is the head comedian. He's the leader of the
podcast, yeah.
Most downloaded podcast in the world, courtesy of the Guinness Book of World Records.
Sweet. That was a moment with me.
Longer than a moment.
Okay, it was headmaster was the comedian. Word I was looking for.
The head comedian and that. Leader of the comedians.
You know what it's like, Ralph? You get into a sentence and there's no way out sometimes.
But why would you go for headmaster? No one says that, or he's not. That's doesn't
unless you're in an all-boys school.
Has nothing to do with comedy.
1840 in England.
I may have been thinking ringmaster, which may have been a much better choice of words. Look, everything was wrong with that in every way. I'm just trying to explain how it happened.
We need to change the intro to a half hour with Bean.
It was not
because
ideal.
Because he threw on the brakes and then threw the car in reverse. And, you know, if you're going to drive off the road, just go into the ditch. But no, he's the...
And then you hear the music in your head of it now. Moment with
welcome to my life.
Well, what
leader
do you,
of the comedians?
just blow up.
What do you
just
do
explode.
When you start a sentence and you realize I've hit a wall?
Never mind.
What do you do?
I go, what the hell? And then I start again.
Yeah, that's what I should. Let me hear it one more time. I want to see if I can figure out how I must have screwed it up so badly.
Yeah, huh? That'll be unpleasant. And now a moment with Bean.
Adam Carolla, as you know, is the head comedian. He's the leader of the
podcast, yeah.
Most downloaded podcast in the world, courtesy of the Guinness Book of World Records.
Sweet. That was a moment with Bean.
It's like Bean bled out during that conversation. It's like someone opened an artery and he was, oh, it's getting cold in here.
You know what else is funny about that is I wanted to make sure nobody helped because that's the rule. But if we were all trying to help, we wouldn't have been able to come up with what he was.
Nope.
Oh, I wouldn't have sprung my hand up in the air and say, oh, headmaster?
There's no
is that what you're shooting
that?
For?
Oh, that was sweet.
Right?
Right. Porn star Kim Kardashian in the news. Her soon-to-be ex-husband Chris Humphries apparently is filing for an annulment of the marriage as opposed to a divorce, saying he was defrauded. He was led to believe she wanted a real marriage, and it turns out he now believes that was not the case.
Right now, Kim and her attorneys are trying to figure out how can we make this into a reality TV show and get some money out of it.
They're praying it goes to a jury. Can you imagine that courtroom coverage every day on court TV?
Yes.
The cameras in there and her weeping.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be the best. Chris says he wanted an old-fashioned, regular, genuine marriage. And apparently...
So he went with Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian wasn't on board with the idea. He wants her to pay for his attorney fees and claims there may be some community and quasi-community assets that still need to be split up between the two.
Ralph, in your opinion...
Yes,
did she go into the marriage knowing that it was a fraud and it was for ratings and she shouldn't have gotten married and she wasn't committed and she was going to bail early? Or do you think it came as an unpleasant surprise to her as well?
I do not believe she was committed to the marriage. I do not believe that. I honestly believe she was doing it for the spectacle.
She got caught up in, hey, I can make a ton of money and be more famous by having this fantastic two-night
maybe
wedding
I'll
extravaganza.
Like it.
Maybe it'll work
maybe
out.
Maybe it'll work out, yeah. But I don't think her intentions were honorable.
Be tough to prove fraud in that case.
Guilty!
Well, we have X-rayed her ass. We know that's real. So they proved there's no fraud there.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
But
that's not what he's claiming, though.
I'm pulling for Chris. I want bad things to happen to the Kardashians.
Yeah, pretty over them.
Yeah. Hey, my wish was already granted. Huh? Kourtney Kardashian's already is pregnant with her second child from Scott Disick.
Oh.
See, bad things are already happening to the Kardashians. I wish it, and it becomes so.
Wow.
Scott Disick, for those of you who don't watch that show or care, is a drunken, belligerent a-hole.
He's Spencer times the situation.
He's very Spencer-esque, yes.
Like, that's terrible.
Yeah. And he's a bad person. And she separated from him for a while because he was a raging alcoholic and he was getting into physical altercations and she was afraid of him. And so they split up. Well, anyway, they're back together and she's pregnant once again with him.
That's a shame because she's the least hateable of the sisters.
Stop it.
I suppose that's... qualified, but
I
think she's hateable because she brings children into the situation.
Yeah.
I don't care what they do with their own lives, how they F them up. But these kids are now being put in, at very least, psychological danger, and I have a problem with that. You don't have another kid with this guy when he proved he's a loser to begin with.
Stop doing what you're doing.
And the first one was a mistake, right?
I don't know much about their breeding patterns, but...
Can you look into
in
that?
The wild?
Yeah, I'm gonna tag one of them and then release them back into the woods and see if we can come up with some scientific data on that. Well, since we're doing the All F'd Up People edition of the show Biz Beat, this is a great story. Courtney Love has announced that she's Lindsay Lohan's new sober coach.
Okay.
What?
That's a joke from Leno's monologue last night, right?
Nope.
Come on.
In the December issue of Details magazine, Courtney claims that Lindsay's drug problems are worse than her own. Oh, really?
You don't have to be mean to her on top of everything else she's going through.
That's not humanly possible, is what I'm saying.
I think that's correct. I don't know that anyone's is.
Yeah. She is now giving some of her coaching techniques that she used with Lindsay when she was helping her out. I went up to Lindsay's room one time, and there was a show on called 101 Celebrity Oops. And I'm like every other one, you know, boobs out, legs everywhere, throwing S at Madonna, you know, whatever. And I'm like, Lindsay, look, drugs are bad.
Really?
See how she helped? See how she helped?
Really? Lindsay straightened up her help? Like, that was her
look
coaching?
How many times I'm on this E special, she said. And I think Lindsay put down the pipe at that moment and never touched them again.
Now we know why her daughter won't talk to her anymore. This is the kind of advice she has.
Yeah.
Wow. That's honked up. By
I
the way,
wait to read that article.
Lindsay... pretty much staying out of trouble the last few weeks.
Yeah, we
better than staying out of trouble. She is actually ahead of schedule in terms of her community service at the morgue.
Hasn't been mouthing at the judge anymore? Hasn't been complaining?
Oh, she can tell the judge has had it.
She has until December 14th, I think, to complete her hours, and she only has two more
shifts?
Shifts to do, yeah,
wow.
Before she's already taken care of that. And they say, by all accounts, at the morgue, she's been polite and hardworking and gets along with everybody and just got
she's
her nose
tweeting.
To the glass. And not tweeting, wow. Not going out for smoke breaks, just going out there and knocking the work out.
All right. So
maybe Courtney Love's guidance has really paid off.
Wow,
I
that's
think.
Super helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday, Zoe Kravitz is 23 years old today. Brad Delson of Linkin Park. Now, is he the rapist in Linkin Park, or is it with the
it's
other
not,
guys?
That's a whole different thing.
I saw a news story. There was a rapist
it's
in
a
Linkin
Park,
they said.
Linkin Park. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as the band.
I'm with Ralph, by the way. I'm almost positive I heard that, too. I think that's a true
that's
thing.
That's not the case, no. He's the guitarist with the afro. That's who he is. Afro guitarist.
So he's the one said... they're raping everybody up in here?
No, it's not. Afro? It's a different story entirely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Linkin Park.
See, I told you, Kevin. It's in the it's on the
can't
news.
Can't deny the tape, man.
I'm a rapist.
Sarah Silverman is 41 years old today.
By the way, she looks fantastic.
She does.
Yes,
amazing. She looks very pretty girl.
Childlike.
I was
at
surprised
41.
When you said 41. I was like,
insane.
What?
Yeah. Bette Midler, 66. She also looks amazing.
She looks terrible.
She is adorable. John Densmore of The Doors is 67. You don't have to hate Bette Midler. I can see why you don't like her. Why would you hate Bette Midler?
Because she continues to put herself in our faces like she's sexy.
She does nothing to anyone except entertain. That's all she does.
Oh, I'm so sexy.
I can see why you're not a fan, but why do you hate?
Because she won't stop acting sexy.
She doesn't come to your house and do it.
How do you know?
She's just there pleasing her fans.
Please.
66 years old today. John Densmore, drummer for The Doors, is 67. And Woody Allen, he is 76 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Miss Double December 2012, live broadcast tomorrow in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. We have now met all 9 finalists. You can go to K-Rock.com and vote right now who you'd like to see wear the crown to represent the show in 2012. And I bring that up because it's a great live broadcast to come out to. And coming up next, we have highlights of last year's event that I had forgotten how much fun stuff happened.
Of previous years, yeah. And it is a crazy remote. If you're not able to be there, though, like Bean says, please watch it at krock.com.
Yes.
It's worth seeing.
And with the Santa Ana winds in town this week, it's not only going to be nippy, it's going to be nipply. I mean, there's going to be a little something for everybody.
Things could blow off.
Right now, though, let's turn our attention to football. You know, we got Thursday night football now as of the last couple of weeks, and our friend Cousin Sal, the Cousin Sal, Jimmy Kimmel's real-life relative, joins us on the phone with a preview. Hey, Sal, how are you, man?
What's happening, fellas?
Well, has there ever been a game with less impact, potentially, than Philadelphia-Seattle tonight? A game that no one cares about, even fans of the Seahawks and the Eagles.
Yeah, it's pretty poor. I mean, even the uniforms are similar. The teams are similar. There are backups playing everywhere. There are coaches about to be fired. I don't see any interest in watching.
Sal, is that the kind of game that you would, as you know, if you were to bet, which is illegal, so you don't. But if you were to bet, you would stay away from just because it's impossible to tell. Who cares?
Because no one's trying, right?
Right. Who they're going to play? That kind of stuff.
Oh no, I have to bet it.
Okay. You don't have a choice.
I look for what's called proposition bets. Like, you know, you can bet the game and the over-under and everything, but I like betting, like, individual players, like DeSean Jackson, like this guy, the Eagles wide receiver. I'm going over 4 receptions today because he's single-handedly killed my fantasy team, and I think he owes me. See, that's my reasoning. It's ridiculous.
You know, Adam Carolla has what can't Adam complain about. You have what can't Sal bet on.
That's exactly right.
All right, let's talk about the games people may care about coming up in Week 13. You got your Chicago Bears over the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bears -7. Tell me about that game.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on with the NFL. There are backup quarterbacks everywhere. It's as if, like, they never lifted the lockout. Like, these are the players we'd be left with if they crossed the line. But these are 2 backups. Like, if you've seen them play, they shouldn't even be backing up a Pop Warner team. Tyler Palko and Caleb Haney, which it sounds like a chapter from, like, a J.D. Salinger novel more than a football game. But I'm betting that the Bears' backup sucks slightly less than the Chiefs' backup. The Bears have been winning. They run the ball. They play tough defense. They come up with big special teams plays. They stayed with the Raiders last week. I say they win an ugly one. Bears 20, Chiefs 3. Take the Bears, give the 7 points.
This is going to be the first year in a long year where Patriots-Colts kind of has most of the drama sucked out of it because the Colts are so bad. What's your take?
Well, here's my take. Are you guys in a fantasy football league?
No.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Between now and Sunday, I want you to join the league.
Nope.
And yes, but only draft Patriot players. Just do it for 1 week.
Okay.
Even if it's just the 2 of you in the league. Okay. Have some fun.
Okay. Only Patriot players.
The Patriots are giving 20.5 points to the Colts, and I don't think it's enough. I mean, this is, you might as well ask yourself, how much of an a-hole does Coach Bill Belichick feel like being when he wakes up Sunday morning?
And he's the one guy you can count on being an a-hole.
Yes.
But 20.5, I really don't remember ever seeing that spread.
You know what's weird? In 2007, the Patriots were given 24 to the Eagles, and the Eagles were down to third-string players. I don't remember the circumstances. And they only won by 3. So I know I give Belichick too much credit here, maybe, but I think he looks at this still as Peyton Manning's team, a team that's embarrassed him and his Patriots over the years. And the best part is the Colts are switching quarterbacks. They have a guy named Dan Orlovsky, who is the starting quarterback on the 0-16 Lions a few years ago.
Oh, all right. God, what a career this guy's carving out for himself.
Yeah, it's terrible. The timing is bad. The Colts are bad. 44-9, I say give the points. 44-9, Patriots.
Are we still too early in the season, Sal, for coaches to start pulling out first stringers in the second half?
You mean for the good players?
Yeah, like Tom Brady. For the good players, yeah. Like, well, Tom Brady, for instance, if they're up, 40-6 or something at halftime, is there any reason for Tom Brady to suit up?
Well, there hasn't been reason in the past, and Bill Belichick's left these guys in. He likes to have fun. He puts them on defense, and they kick extra points.
That's true.
Things like that. But I think the Patriots are only 8-3. They don't have a bye in the first round, or so I think they'll keep playing.
All right. Let's talk about a team that has to be among the most frustrating in the league for its fans this year, and that's the New York Giants.
Yes. And I think you guys are going to hate me for this one, because if you watched on Thanksgiving, you saw they play the Packers this week. You saw a Packers team. You saw them demoralize the Lions.
Right.
The Giants get shellacked by the Saints on Monday night. And it seems like the Giants are about to be served up on a platter, but it's not happening. Not this week. I think the Giants get it together. I think their defense, their front 7 pressures Aaron Rodgers. They'll slow the Green Bay machine down. Eli Manning makes few mistakes. And I think Tom Coughlin, the Giants coach, has his team up for this one. I don't know why I'm doing it.
I do. You are crazy.
And it's crazy because I hate the Giants like almost as much as I hate Bette Midler. And you know,
wow.
But I'm picking them to win the game. Giants 24, Packers 21.
They're going
to
win the game.
Is there some reason, Sal, that you're not being honest with us about that makes you just want to root against the Packers because they're undefeated and they seem unbeatable and you think it would be awesome to watch them lose?
It is very exciting to pick an upset if it were happen to, you know, to slow down this legendary winning streak. But I told you, I hate the Giants. I'm a Cowboys fan. I need them to go away.
No reason to do it. I just have a gut feeling. Packers lose.
Cousin Sal, of course, blogs for Grantland.com. Follow him on Twitter at TheCousinSal and see his hilarity with his cousin Jimmy Kimmel on their website as well. Sal, you're the best, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, fellas.
Ralph has one more look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday Kevin Bean Show coming up in minutes. Don't forget, tomorrow we are going to be live down in Fullerton at the Slide Bar, Miss Double December 2012. Really looking forward to it. And Ralph's going to be wearing a tuxedo, right? Like he
yes,
does
oh, sure, every yeah. year.
Huh. And we're going to spend the entire day looking at chicks' asses.
That happens.
That's what happens with us where we broadcast, and then they're up on stage facing the audience. And, of course, all the details are at KROQ.com. If you want to come on down, we'd love to have you down there in person.
Bring an unwrapped toy.
Yes, Marines will be down there. Toys for Tatas. That's the price of admission. If you can't make it down there, be sure to listen on the radio, or we'll be streaming through KROQ.com. And I guess you went back to the archives to visit some of the past Slide Bar shows we did for crowning Miss Double December.
Some of the highlights of past Miss Double Decembers. This is particular one is the talent portion.
Now, how long have you been playing the clarinet, Crystal?
I actually taught myself over Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm going to mic your clarinet as you stick that long thing in your mouth. And
oh,
play. It's a clarinet. That's what it is.
What?
Isn't it funny when what you'll put up with for hot chicks?
Yes,
like,
it is.
Unless that kid that's playing that clarinet is under four,
and
you
yours.
Mock them. You mock them endlessly.
And how ballsy of her to learn how to, quote unquote, learn how to play a musical instrument days before she was going to appear on stage in front of a crowd of 1,000 people.
Speaking of ballsy.
And Cassandra, what is your talent?
I'm going to be juggling balls.
Oh!
You'll hear a lot of Psycho Mike in this because he has some instant reactions that he's unable to control.
Tawny is able to put her fist into her mouth.
That's one of them. We had Money down there. He was one of our guest judges.
What will your talent be today?
Making my boobs bounce.
Put them on the glass. We're going to need a little of that over here. A little of that for the judge over here, huh?
Why don't I remember that one, by the way? That's an awesome talent.
Why don't you?
Wow.
That's a good question. This one you will remember.
Kelly has taken her shirt off, and in place of what you would call pasties in the stripper business, she has a felt Kevin and Bean on one of each of her voluptuous breasts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you need some help getting the glue off or anything, Kelly? Are you okay?
I don't, but I wanted to show Ralph actually put his name on my vagina like he requested.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, my
She certainly did.
Wow. She did, and I didn't remember that he requested it.
Miss Double D contestants are the best.
They really are.
It really, I know it's the most popular show we do all year because of the boobs, but it's also so much fun. Those girls are so much fun.
Well, it takes a lot of guts to get up there and do some of this stuff. Like, singing maybe is tough.
I want to be this Double December. I got double D's to remember.
Yeah, I think that made our ears bleed, if I remember correctly. Here's a girl who is going to recite a poem. She's very excited about the poem. She wrote it. She did it over and over and over, practiced it, so she had it down. And this was it.
I'll make you not need a man as a lover. I forgot the rest of that.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong.
That's okay. Everything's good.
We have another contestant this year who's going to be doing a poem for us live on stage, too.
What would you do if you could?
What changes would you make in men?
Their face.
Yes!
Yeah, all you men with your face.
Yeah. What change would you make in men? She grabbed the microphone from Ralph and was like yelling like an old man.
She was drunk and angry.
Yes!
She was charming.
What's going on there?
Here's another one where Ralph asks questions and then she gives an answer. And this is Money, who's down there as a judge. You have to listen closely to hear what he says.
Kelly, if you could go back in a time machine, where and when would you go?
Back to the 70s because I believe that was the most fun, where they could shake their ass and do their thing.
Why try to prevent 9/11 when you can party?
Good point,
Why try to prevent 9/11 when you can party? Here's a girl who got the sinking feeling that perhaps she was not going to be crowned the winner.
Uh-oh.
You've just received one free pass to punch anybody in the face you'd like to. Who would it be and why?
I would punch everybody in the face of this room because you didn't vote for me, did you?
Yes!
Lisa, you're right. I didn't realize how much anger there was in the room. Is it that the girls get together and it gets real competitive once they're on site?
Sure.
Is that part of it?
And there's alcohol.
Some of these years there's alcohol. And one of these years, the guys could buy them alcohol and give it to them like they were that close.
Oh, then we need to make that the policy this year, too.
And then finally, Ralph asked,
what would be the ingredients in a Cassandra?
Okay, it would have some chocolate chip cookie dough, because that's no matter what the best thing ever.
Yeah!
And have to add some brownies with a little kick in them, because that'll be all me.
Listen.
What? I said his. I was talking about his.
You know we're on the air, right?
You know we're on the air.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
You're fired.
Is that why you brought me here, to pin that on me, Kevin? What the hell?
I don't remember that.
What were you thinking that you thought you could say that on the radio? Were you drinking too?
What?
Have you been there?
Sorry, stupid question.
Yes.
It is a live show you don't want to miss. I think that's the point. Get all the details at KROQ.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
You with your glasses. 106.7 KROQ is KROQ, and it is 938. That, of course, Blink 182. That is a song that he did for Kevin and Me Christmas CD. 2000? Year 2000?
Like 11 years ago. Yeah.
I won't be home for Christmas.
Great song, too. And of course, they're going to be headlining night one of the KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas. We have a chance for you to win tickets with our friend Kat Corbett coming up after 10 a.m. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
It was the 90s.
I said late 90s, and it was 2000.
That's what Waldo said.
That is what Waldo said.
Where's Waldo? Where is he? Oh, there he is. I see him. I found him.
The guys are making fun of my new glasses. We put up a photo at KROQ.com. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I assume most of the audience likes the glasses.
It's 90%
right?
No. And Bean is all, the guys are making fun of my glasses, even though he picked them out knowing he's...
No, I had no idea. How could I possibly imagine anyone would make fun of these glasses?
He demands a beating.
Yes.
He forces our hands.
He goes out in the world and says, what can I do, say, or find that will make me the most subject of white-hot hatred?
Guys, why do you
I'll
think
buy
I...
that. I'll take that,
why
then.
Do you think I would enjoy that? Does it make any sense? I'm
were they
a masochist?
Out of the swastika glasses that you were going to pick up? Did they could not find those?
I don't enjoy being picked on. I picked these out
you
because I like
thrive
them.
Thrive on it. You
I
live
like
for
them.
The attention.
You do live for it. That's
you
true.
Want to be at the center. Everyone's guys, picking on you.
Go to the website. Vote yourselves on his
look
glasses.
Look at him wearing his glasses.
I've successfully worn these for the last 6 weeks up on the
yeah,
island.
You
didn't
hide
in your
that.
House.
You
nobody has made fun of them. Then I come down here and all of a sudden it's like I killed a puppy.
Is it the first time we've seen it?
It's the first time you guys have seen
right.
it. You guys are just being mean for the sake of being mean. The glasses
are we?
Awesome.
No, they're horrible.
Lisa, back me up on this. You like them.
They're horrible.
Lisa's the nicest person in the world. She would back you up if there was any backing up to be done.
These glasses make me look hot. Am I right?
I couldn't hold my head up and back him up.
It's like Gilligan saying, all right. Why is everyone picking the fact that I always wear the same red shirt? No one on the island ever mentioned it. No, because you live with six people on an island for your whole life. But when you get back to the mainland, people say, hey, dude, change your shirt, Gilligan. That's what we're saying to you.
Either you knew that we were going to make fun of you, or you're so far out of touch.
I thought they were nice. I thought they were stylish. I thought they were attractive on my face. I thought they looked good.
They're none of those things.
You might be brain damaged.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he is that out of it. Like,
he's
we've
so
been
disconnected.
Giving him, we've been giving him credit all these years for plotting to get something that will be made fun of.
Right, right.
No, he's just made
I was
so...
shocked when you guys started making...
No,
I
you weren't.
I was shocked. I'm telling
then
you the
you're
truth.
Crazy.
You are. You need help.
Certifiably crazy.
You need the doctor's evaluation.
I like him.
You need an MRI.
Guilty.
Nothing seems funny this week.
I'm shocked to find out that people clean their ears with Q-tips.
That was also news to me. I didn't
shocked
know.
He was.
What? Who is this person?
I don't know.
Monday.
He lives.
Monday it's going to be. Wait, people wash their hands with water? I've never heard of that.
I know it's for drinking, but who do they cleanse their clothes with it? I'm shocked.
Oh
by that.
I'm just as God-making.
You're either crafty or really, really tarded. I don't know how I think that's safer than saying the word
retarded.
Is
that your way to get around from saying retarded so no one will be upset with you?
Yes.
You just say tarded?
But for some reason, it made sense at the time. Yeah.
Just say red.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Speaking of creepy dudes, remember Doug Hutchinson, 51-year-old husband of Courtney Stodden?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Man who married a teenager. He has just dropped out of a motion picture, which I think is gutsy because I think he needs the work. But he just left a film called The Genesis of Lincoln.
He was going to play a man who is a movie director that has a strange and scandalous relationship with a teenage pop star that he casts in his movie. Doug has quit the production because he was concerned about how some of the sexual content in the film might make it difficult for people to separate who he is as a person from the character he's playing.
Is she a 16-year-old singer?
Yes, apparently she is.
How about that?
Yes. And he is not comfortable with that relationship on screen.
Really?
Only in real life!
Real life is fine.
So he has backed out of the film. I can relate because I almost didn't play Bobby because he was a drunk who wore a black leather jacket. And I did not want to be confused with my character in
House. Don't be stereotyped, sure.
No. So, it's Bobby! As an artiste, you want to be able to create characters.
But you made your way through it, man.
Create characters out of whole cloth that are different from you. That's the why you become an actor, to explore other lives. That's why Jonathan created Beer Mug, his radio persona.
That's right. That's right.
So he could be separate from who he is in real life.
You should have coffee, so
get to know me. You'll like
me now. The real me.
I have to say,
I'm
Ralph.
Sensitive mug.
I know this guy wasn't a big star. He's had a couple of highlights in his career. You brought up before. He was a regular on Lost.
Yeah.
He was also had a big role in The Green Mile, but that was a number of years ago. This is the kind of thing that ups his creepy factor to the point where I think it really will inhibit his ability to get work and to be taken seriously as a human.
He says he's never been busier. He's being inundated with offers. He's got screenplays people want to buy.
Sure.
He's getting movie roles
thrown
at him. He says his career's never been hotter.
But he's practically a pedophile.
Yes. And you should see his new glasses. That's all I'm saying. This woman, Lisa Johansson of Sweden.
I like her already.
Has come forward claiming she is the unknown illegitimate child of Elvis Presley.
Yay!
We get a story like this about every 2 years.
Yeah. She is suing Elvis's estate for $130 million in damages.
Did she just find this out?
She says she's the long-lost daughter of Elvis. But after she was born, she was shipped off to Sweden by the Presley family to keep her secret and forced to change her name.
Wow.
Now she is coming back to get what's rightfully hers.
Did it take her 35 years to get out of the basement that she was being held in?
I don't know why. She just got around to it. She recently showed up at Graceland during Elvis Week in August, where they do a celebration for his birthday, you know?
Right.
And the staff there asked her to stay away and stop making these false claims.
Oh,
but
wow.
She's taking them to court. Lisa Johansson is.
She's lying.
No, she's Elvis's lost daughter.
Good luck with that.
She claims Lisa Marie Presley stole her identity, too.
Sure. Oh.
Her name is Lisa. She said, I'm the real Lisa.
Oh.
And then they named this one Lisa to.
So is Lisa Marie not her?
Not Elvis's daughter? I don't know if she goes that far, okay, but she just says that. She's the real Lisa Presley.
Sure.
And the boys from Hanson are back in the news. You remember their smash hit song, Mbop?
Yeah. It was one of those songs that I hated, but I could never get out of my head.
It's catchy.
So catchy.
It was very catchy.
And it was like 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, they're capitalizing on the white hot fame of Mbop by releasing their own beer. They just announced this week that Mhop will be available in stores near you.
This is a joke.
It is not.
Really?
We're selling our own beer, Zach Hansen, the band's drummer, explained. I'm not joking. Mhop IPA. By the way, Hansen has an entire line of branded products that still sell huge numbers.
Hansen the band?
Kidding.
Yes.
What?
They've got a rabid fan base.
Wait, when did you stop talking about Hansen?
This is who I'm talking about. Apparently, they still have a rabid, hardcore cult fan base that buys all this stuff with their name on it. So, Mhop is just the latest in the long line of Hansen products.
The only thing that surprises me about this is they've kind of tried to distance themselves from that teeny bopper sound, like the Mbop. They've grown up to be kind of a more mature, regular-sounding rock band, and I'm surprised that they would kind of remind
all their current music.
Well, I do like to stake her up. But it surprises me that they would kind of call attention to that, which is really, you know, their most embarrassing moment, albeit their most popular.
Apparently, they're not interested in distancing themselves from money any longer.
That's
what they would like to have.
Well, as you pointed out earlier, they got like 90 kids between the three of them.
Yeah. They're only, the oldest one's 31. The other ones are in their late 20s. But they have, Taylor has 4 kids, Isaac has 2, and Zach has 2. So they've got families to feed. And I guess Mhop is the way to do it.
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
Mhop.
And lastly, of course, the Grammy Award nominations were released last night. They have their big CBS special where they do concerts and they talk about all that good stuff. So they released the nominees. Here are some of them, if you're curious. Best Hard Rock Heavy Metal Performance? Foo Fighters. It's
an interesting category to have them put in. White Limo has been considered. Dream Theater, Mastodon, Megadeth, and Sum 41 also in that category for hard rock metal performance. Best Alternative Album, Bon Iver.
Uh-huh.
Death Cab for Cutie, Foster the People, My Morning Jacket, and Radiohead are all nominated for Best Alternative Album.
Radiohead gets a bye, don't they? I mean, they're in.
Yes,
I mean,
they're perpetual nominees.
They just added someone else to it.
Best Rock Album, Jeff Beck's Rock and Roll Party, honoring Les Paul, Foo Fighters' Wasting Light, Kings of Leon, Come Around Sundown, I'm With You, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and The Whole Love by Wilco. Foo Fighters got to win.
I sure hope.
Album, right? That album's
they should win a bunch.
And here's one of the bigger nominees.
Record of the Year. Rolling in the Deep by Adele. Holocene by Bon Iver. Grenade by Bruno Mars. The Cave by Mumford & Sons. Firework by Katy Perry.
You sound terrible, Ralph. You've got to lay down.
It's not him.
That's Nicki Minaj,
oh,
I believe.
Oh, sorry.
She should do phone sex.
Yeah, you want to know what I'm wearing?
She'd have to do it in Jersey and New York.
Yeah. Is it Bon Iver or Iver or what?
Look,
It's
Iver. That's what they say, Iver.
He says Iver because he's a hipster douchebag, but most people call him Bon Iver.
Man.
And I don't mean I like his records a lot, but the Bon Iver, I'm sorry. Your name's Iver. And it's not even his real name. His real name is Justin Vernon.
Is it really?
Yes. He made it up anyway.
Then F you if we're not saying your made-up name right.
Again, I'm a huge fan of his work. I'm glad he got nominated. But
I don't know him and I hate him.
But don't be like that.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy, Bon.
Bon Voyage, that's what I call him.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Celebrity birthdays, I don't have time. We gotta get out of here. So I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show.
Yeah, big show.
On location, Slide Bar in Fullerton. Join us. Miss Double D, it's always a great time. If you can come down there, get down there early. Also bring an unwrapped toy.
And I'm serious, get there early. Because we usually have to close the doors at some point because we get too full.
Marines are going to be there taking the toys for Tatas. And we're going to have the pageant. And if you're not able to join us, you can listen to it on the radio. Or you can watch it at krock.com. You can watch the entire thing uncut.
And the pageant kicks off with the swimsuit competition. So
early.
That's a reason to get there early and to get online early.
So the colder it is, the more we want to see them in swimsuits.
Yes. Well, we got to see how their body reacts to various temperatures.
Yeah. Mostly cold.
What time are we going to give them how it reacts to really, really warm temperatures?
Never. So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.